Blog Talk Radio.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Yeah.
in my life, and I know it never will be the same. You made me love you, now I'm home once again. No, I never want to leave you no more.
Journeyman, this is Psychic X Journeyman Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. We're also streaming on Blog TV too as well. So anybody out there who can hear me, see me, or whatever you want to do, give us a call here at 646-721-9031, because we're doing past live readings all for the next 3 hours, and join us for that as well. We're also going to be talking about angel readings, any kind of readings you want to talk about, but mostly we're focusing on past lives, how important it is for past life readings, and how important of a tool it is to actually sit there and take it back, to look at past lives, to actually heal certain things that are in your life right now. So join us for 3 hours and take a look at the situation. Also, the situation of donate the show, please, if you like. It's one of those situations where I'm trying to get back home to Colorado Springs, and also, you know, funding the show and that kind of stuff. And right now we've actually taken on a second show too as well, which is actually called Psychic X Journeyman 2, which what we're doing there is for some reason Blog Talk Radio changed the format of how you can actually operate, because I used to have 2 shows a day on some days, and now I can't do that. I can only have 1 show a day. So what I did was I acquired another show so we could actually have those midnight shows back and actually be free, you know, feel free to do what we can do with those things. So join us tonight at midnight. It's actually called Free Angel Reading Midnight. Actually, it's called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight. And we're going to be talking about, we're going to be doing readings and also talking about whatever. It's the roundtable, so join us. And I just caution everybody, when you come to the show, when we do our midnight shows, it's called Open Mic Night. So everybody's mics will be open. So therefore, everybody can freely express themselves on anything they want to do and any kind of subject you want to bring to the table, because it's a round table, and we'll just sit down and discuss it and put some things in with that kind of situation too as well. Also, with any kind of show that I have, you're more than welcome to call in and just give your opinion about anything you want. So give us a call here at 646-721-9031. And like I said before, donate to the show. Donate to the Going to Manitou Springs, Colorado Fund. Help me get home. Help support the show. Give anything you want to. Does this have anything to do with readings and that kind of stuff? No, it's just the idea of helping to, I have a tendency to do that myself all the time. I'm constantly sending money to St. Joseph hospitals and that kind of stuff so they can keep doing what they're doing. So it's just the idea of, you know, looking for the situation of if you want to give and, that's the only way you can do it. So do it. And any kind of donation is appreciated. The thing's set up, you can give anything you want. So it's one of those things. If you feel like doing that, then feel free to do so. Thank you if you do. And for all the people out there who have donated to the show, thank you so much, because it's just keeping us going. And we've been doing so many things with it and putting so much into the show and just things that go along with that whole thing. So therefore, we can keep doing this and doing the whole thing. And it's one of those things. The queue is full. The chat room's full. So therefore, it's going to be one of those fulfilling shows. Like always, it's always a great show. And we're going to get things going here. But also, we've been trying to give away a 60-minute reading. And for the 10th caller who calls in, we'll get a 60-minute reading. So call us in here at 646-721-9031. Also, we also have a lot of things here on the show, too, as well, that we like to give thanks to as well. Doreen Virtue has a lot of great books out there, and I've learned a lot from her and that kind of thing. So it's one of those things to put out there and say thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate the books that you put out there, because I know it's improved me a lot with my spirituality and actually helped me to find a lot of things and a lot of connections and that kind of thing. So it's one of those things that, thank you, Doreen. And also another guy out there, Doreen Virtue, thank you. Also, another person I've learned a lot from is John Randolph Price and his book Super Beings, which I recommend highly that you get. Also with Doreen Virtue, the first book I really got from her, hers, was actually called Healing with the Angels, which is a very powerful book with prayers and meditations and just a lot of information to help you to really focus on your objective of changing your life and having a different direction to go in and that kind of thing. And the same thing with John Randolph Price. I mean, his books are very inspiring too as well. And so it's just, you know, one of those things that given a thanks to John Randolph Price for all the insight that he's helped me with just with some of the books I read. The Super Beings book, his The Angels Within Us book. So check those books out on Amazon.com. They got some really good deals on there too, so I got those books for really good prices. And so check them out. Also, another guy that I really was inspired by was John Holland because of his Medium work and how things work, because it was like almost like reading my biography when I read his book. So with the situation and his chakra chantings, that was really an eye-opener too as well. And it made a big difference in a lot of things of working with angels and guides and opening up a new world, basically, that was there just waiting for me to embrace it and that kind of thing. So if you're a person who has any questions pertaining to those things as well, please give us a call in here. I'd love to help and work with anybody who has any kind of questions. I mean, I do life coaching, life review help, spirituality, you know, it's one of those things, life, relationship counseling on a spiritual level. So it's more of those things of trying to find the tools to make the relationship work, not the ideal of splitting up and going two different directions. But also in the same sense, the word, helping people to love unconditionally, to realize if they have to make that decision, they can do it in a loving way. So that's the whole big thing. Also, the one thing I was really looking at a lot too is, what was that? Also, with HemiSync CDs and another company called BrainSync CDs, check it out. I got four or five of these CDs. They're HemiSync CDs, and they have a tone that actually resonates with the brain. They help both hemispheres work together, which will give you intense focus and concentration. And I've actually used these things, and boy, off the scale here. So if you want to check those out, go to www.hemi-sync.com. Again, that address, email address, or yeah, this website is www.hemi-sync.com, or you can give them a call at 1-800-541-2488. Again, that number is 1-800-541-2488, or call them straight through, which is the area code 434-263-8692. That number again is 434-263-8692. They're open from Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's see. Also, if you want to fax them your information, fax them at 434-263-8699. Okay, and then anybody who has any questions about that, please give us a call, and I'll be glad to get the information back out to you again. Also, with the situation, there's a company out there called BrainSync. It's www.brainsync.com. Theirs is a subliminal CD, but it's a different technology now, so these things are really incredible. I've actually got three of these CDs myself, and I've actually got some nice downloads. And usually when you go on the website and sign up and become a member, there's actually every month they have about two or three free MP3 downloads you can download into your computer. And they're really intense too, because I've actually seen those. One's a 7-minute meditation, another one's a 15. So they're not just a couple minutes on the CD, on a download. So check those out. BrainSync, it's www.brainsync.com, or call them at 1-800-444-7962. Again, that's 1-800-444-7962 or 1-800-444-SYNC. Or to call them straight, or you should call them straight through as well by calling 541-488-7870. So, today's Past Life Wednesday, and we're waiting for people to call in. Like I said before, the queue is full. The chat room is full. So therefore, it is. So let's take a look at the situation of certain things we were talking about before. With the idea of past life readings and past life regressions, we've gone on this before. Past life readings are actually when we have a situation where I can sit down and focus and use my gifts, my talents to go back in your life and to find those past lives that you're having, you know, that could help you out with your situation of certain things you're having problems with, or maybe just the ideal of something you're looking at to figure out why do you do that. It could be good or bad. Past life readings are really good for either one, to enhance, to embrace, or to let go of. So it's one of those things that you just put it together. And you see what I'm talking about. And like past life regression for me is the ideal of helping a person relax and go back and do it themselves. So basically it's a procedure where you sit down, you have Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, and if there's any other additional angels they'd like to work with, come into the session and help these people go back to a certain lifetime. They're very protected. Very, you know, it's very guarded, very protected, but very open to actually seeing exactly what's going on back there. Plus, it's also the ideal of realizing that when you go to past lives in that kind of situation, realistically, it's just shadows of the past. So nothing can hurt you. You're very well protected and those kind of things. But in the process of leaving yourself open like that, you know, it's great to have protection because other entities and those kind of things have a tendency to take, you know, hitchhikers and want to jump on and, you know, get a free ride through because they're not willing to go on and move on. And it's one of those situations of taking that situation and seeing those things for what they are so we can actually help those people move on. It's a very spiritual thing, and it's the ideal. Sometimes these things can take 90 minutes, sometimes they can take 16, depending on the situation, the person, of when they're willing to let down the resistance to actually realize that they can't actually do this, because we've had too many situations where it's really helped people let go of phobias they're having because they couldn't figure out why they had it. And they realized it was something that followed him from a past life. So when you sit here and look at that situation, and they're very and very interesting. And I welcome everybody to call in right now at 646-721-9031 and give us an idea, you know, what you'd like to take a look at and that kind of stuff. And we'll see how much time we can actually take with each person. But I'm actually looking forward to actually doing some readings. So therefore, if anybody's out there who's kind of hesitant and that kind of stuff, and you know who you are, let down your hesitation, let down your resistance, and call in. And these things have helped so many people let go of so many things that actually opened up things they didn't think they could actually do. You have a girl who actually was buried in a coffin, so therefore she was scared of confined areas. Didn't like elevators, staircases, or anything like that. So therefore, she was, with her fears, kept her from those places. And as soon as she did a past life regression and found out why, she didn't have the phobia no more. So therefore, it opened a new world for her, and she was actually able to go into elevators and go up stairways and that kind of stuff, and started enjoying all the things that she couldn't do before. So you see, the ideal of letting go of phobias and the things that we're hanging on to can open up so much for you. So that's why they're very important. So with the situation of just things like that, and work with your angels, you can do so many things. There's actually procedures and techniques that you can actually do to go back, and it's like approach things in your past life that you, when you made a decision, you can go back and this time approach it in a different way. Instead of saying yes to whatever it was, say no. And then when you come back to this lifetime, you have in your mind that you said no this time. So therefore, it helps you to realize that realistically, the situations and stuff that you're hanging on don't exist anymore. They're all in your head. They're all in your mind. You think you need to hang on to them because you don't want them to happen again. And then you look at your life and you do a life review and you start realizing that what you're trying to keep from happening has been happening over and over and over again. So then you go back and do a nice life, past life regression. You find out why you do that. It wasn't in this lifetime. It was in a previous, like four lifetimes ago. So you go back that lifetime. You look at the situation. You approach it differently and say, nope, this time I'm going to make a different decision. And this time I'm not going to go through with it. I'm going to turn away and go the other direction. Okay? So when you come back, you can look at it that way. Say, since I made a different decision, it can no longer affect my life. Which then later on, after you let go, because you've made a different decision and realized that it can't help, it can't affect your life. The eureka moment is you find out from that moment on, it wasn't affecting your life anyway. It was your decision to let the memories of that particular part of your life keep affecting your life. So it was your choice. Now you made a different choice. Now you can, you realize now from that point on that when things happen and then they're in your past, that's where you're going to leave them. So it makes, it helps you to get to a point where it's just that easy to let go and realize why it's so important to let go. Because all you're doing is accumulating all those memories and stuff. And after a while, it does get a little, it's like having pressure on your shoulders. And you, that's the one thing you don't want to do. Pressure on your shoulders, let go of the whole thing. And then next thing you know, you're dragging your feet. Don't know what you want to do and that kind of thing. So it's the ideal to learn how to let go. So, you know, like we always say before too, you know, do some chakra. I like doing chakra chantings. Chakra chantings, it's like sitting there and pronouncing those certain tones for each chakra. It just seems to be very enlightening. But it's also lightening. It lightens you up by letting go of those things too as well. It also helps you to come in focus and also connection with your aura to realize where does the aura originate from. It's a power, you know, surge and that kind of stuff. And we know for a fact that when people pass on, the aura and everything else goes with them. So they're all there for you on this life, on this plane too. But chakras and auras are just extensions of this. It's like helping you to connect with your spirit, which it seems like they're the go-between. But they're also the essence of everything that goes along with that too, because they'll always remain when you live in the body. All the energy centers, the aura is like being called the extension of the soul to protect the body as being as one. So with the situation, go on, people. Give us a call in here at 646-721-9031. We're kind of getting the situation of antsy about, hey, we want to do some readings. And so it's one of those things of give us a call in here and let me do what I love to do. And in the process, you get the answers and you walk out with a smile on your face. So this put things together, huh? Because, you know, past life readings are something that's incredible. I've traced people back to Atlantis. I've traced people back to actually being the people who came from Atlantis to help create the Egyptian culture and civilization and realize who was the ones that motivated the Egyptians to do such things. Also the Mayas and Atlanteans who lived in the Atlantic Ocean, near Iceland, and all those places. So it's amazing what's the past lives and seeing where people come from. You know, to sit there and try to dismiss it even exists, it's kind of hard to do, isn't it? I mean, in the situation of saying, is reincarnation possible? Well, we all talk about the second coming of Jesus, so therefore, how many times have you come back? Jesus came once. He'll come back again. It's almost like he comes back when he's needed, right? And we come back in the process of what we needed to learn and find out about ourselves and the ideal spirituality and how unconditionally we can give service to the world and realize that every time we do, we're honoring that, God, Jesus, ourselves. And in the process, we're giving a service to the world, which also, that's a positive influence too as well. So we're obtaining two things at the same time, aren't we? Or even three. Because, you know, self-worth is very important. So let's take a look at that situation. Let's see here. We were taking a look at some things and checking this out and checking that out. And if there's anything you'd like for us to check out for you, please give us a call at 646-721-9031. Let's see. Let's check out some. All Well, sometimes with the situations of all kinds of stuff, man, you just want to scream. And I'm sure we all been there, yourself, and what you really wanted to do. And sometimes you have a hard time figuring out what direction to go in. So, we also want to help you with that too as well. So let's sit here and go over a few technical difficulties and just get the old screens going again and see what happens. You know, we have a little delay here and just do some recording. And like I said, guys, we're actually on Block TV right now too, so if you want to check us out, get an idea of if you just want to see someone visually in the process of doing the ink card readings and stuff, and you call in and you say, hey, I'm watching you right now on Block TV. In the process of doing an angel card reading or whatever, can you show me those cards? No problem. So just give us a call. It'd be great to see that whole thing going on. And we've been basically streaming Block TV for a while. All those things we're checking out and seeing if it's going to work for us. We were also streaming on Ustream too. And I'm just trying to play it out and see which one's better. See which one is really the one we should go with. We'll put it that way. So if anybody wants on Block TV, would like to give in here, call in here. It's 646-721-9031. Please do so. We'll answer questions for anybody. Right now, actually, Block Talk Radio actually streams internationally. And I'm not sure about Block TV itself, but we're talking connections and looking at situations in that way. So, you know, whatever makes it easier for you. Plus, it's one of the things where working in the home. And I sit there and I tell you what's going on. I can read palm from far, far away. Yes. That's especially the first time I did. Yeah, that's Block TV. Go to blocktv.com. Go to Next Journeyman. And I think, they're on Give It a Chance. Well, I'm going to give it a chance, so check it out. And for everybody listening right now, welcome to this show. So if anybody has a question, even if it's in the chat room, feel free to ask any question that you'd like to have answered. If you're in the chat room would like to have a card for the day, I will pick a question. You go to my website, see that. They're called One Card, 5-Minute Reading. They're only $18. People call the show. You don't pay regular price anyway. It's $99 for 69 minutes. For people who call the show, there's a special rate of $65. And also for a 30 to 45 minute session, it's $45. Okay. And if you'd like to donate some money to the show and give me a call and say, hey, I've donated some money to this show, to get 5-card angel ring. No problem. Let me know, and we'll go from there and get it all scheduled for you and take care of it. So, therefore, give me a call if you'd like to take advantage of any of those readings, which is 740-601-1057. Or contact me through my website on the contact page at www.psychic-com. And actually, the information is in the chat room, so contact me at 740-601-983 or 740-601-1057 or go to my website, which is, again, www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. If I don't catch you on the freaking first time you call in, I will call you back. So, you know, I always say, when my heart is open to giving, it is also open to receiving. So I'm here. Like I've always said before, it's the idea of putting it out there, saying, you know, give love where love is given. because with the situation, the reading, that kind of stuff, yes, you can come to the show, and I guarantee you, when you get on the air and you're talking, that kind of stuff, all the readings are free. All we do is ask for donations to just help us with the show, support the show. We also want to expand and make it one of the best shows on Blog Talk Radio, and we're just asking for your help to do so. And I've also got to the point where I want to go home, back to Colorado, that I just one of those situations of asking for, it's like asking for a ride. And I'm just asking for a little help to get me home. So therefore, help us out. Or I should say, help me out. It's one of those things of being homesick. I'm sure you've all been homesick and those kind of things. So it's just the idea of wanting to go home and get things done, but I also want to keep the show. I know I'm breaking up, and it's one of those things where I don't know what to do, so we're going to sit there and keep going until it clears itself up, and hopefully it does, because it's one of those things we can't feed into it. And also you'll notice one thing, too, with people who work with energy and healers and that kind of stuff, that we have a tendency to have effects on mics. And that kind of stuff. I have two mics that I actually use. I have to go back and forth because for some reason energy affects those things in a certain way. So in the process of readings and that kind of stuff, yes, free readings, but they're not given freely. You know, I give everything I have. You know for a fact that when you on Blog Talk Radio, I don't have a free show. I've actually paid for everything that I have and everything I do. It's just one of those things, I feel like I have to do that in order to do a really quality show, and that's what I'm going to do. So, in the process, if you want to help and donate, please do so. And for the people who out there who have, like I said before, thank you. And for all my friends and everybody who emailed me and on Facebook and all those things who wished me a happy birthday yesterday, I'd definitely like to thank you, because it's almost like a family. It's almost like a extended family. So thank you very much for everybody who wished me a happy birthday yesterday, and it was fantastic. It was really taken very well, and some of it was kind of an unexpected thing, but then again, I always like that. So, but like I said before, thank you. So what this is, what that said, and if anybody out there who wished me a happy birthday ever needs anything, just ask. If you can give, I would definitely do so, but thank you. So, like I said, we are on Blog TV too as well. So give us a look at. Right now, I'm actually wearing my hair down. I used to wear a ponytail, just in case you're curious about the situation. If not, there we go. So, with the situation of past lives, who wants to call? Who's going to be the first one to call in here and get a past life reading? Because I am sitting here going, I am focusing. And I actually do believe that we're going to do 10 readings before the show's over with. And also, like I said before, I'm going to be on tonight at midnight, too, as well. But it won't be the same show. It'll actually be called Psychic X Journeyman 2. So, there should be prompts and more, you know, things and that kind of thing, because I'm going to sit and send out invitations to everybody so you can actually have the link up and that kind of stuff, so you can just tune in at midnight. I like my midnight shows. I like sitting down and just having a good old time with people and just talking about whatever and this and that and the other. It's pretty fun. We, you know, like when we do those formats, we do readings and then we talk about things. We've had some extensive conversations about lawyers and trolls. So people trolling the airways with nothing to do but to bash everybody. So, you know, when you look at those situations, it's interesting. And sometimes you'd like to sit there and look at the situation and bring up past lives too as well with people out there and their situation. And why do people do what they do? I can sit here and focus and pick up on a lot of things with people and say, you know, I know why. But sometimes in certain situations, it's really not, it's not one of those things you can actually work with until that person's willing to express it and open up about it, which is one of those things that can be really trying with this kind of work and working with people and that kind of stuff, of having people that are so stubborn because of the situation of just wanting to hang on to everything because of the way they've been conditioned to do so. It's interesting. And we actually have someone in the chat room. I mean, I'm sorry, not the chat room, but in the queue at area code 785. And if you are just listening, that's great. Appreciate it. If you really want to, if you want to be on the air and that kind of stuff, push 1. That you, if you want to be, that you want to get a palette. If you can hear me, 785 area code, and you want to come on the show and ask a couple questions, whatever it may be, comment thing, just push 1, and then your hand will go up, and I'll click on. Anytime through the show that you want to do that, just let me know, and we'll definitely do that. Anybody else who wants to call in, past life reading, ask a couple questions, get an angel card reading. I just want to do a 15-minute one card so we can give everybody out there an idea of what that is all about and see how good it is, too, as well. Because 50 minutes with one card, can you imagine what 7 cards can do for you with our 7-card spread? So an actual card is exactly what it is. We have 7-card spreads, we have 5 and 3. And they're called, like the 7 cards, it's called a 7-card foundation pyramid spread. Whereas we actually start out with 7 cards. That's your foundation. And then we put 6 cards on top of that. That's your next layer. And each one of these decks, I mean, these, how would you put that? So levels represent the shock. The foundation of the 7 cards found it. The foundation cards, the 7 cards, and then the second layer is 6 cards that represents your sacra chakra. And then we have the third level, which is 5 cards, and that represents your solar plexus chakra. And then the fourth level, which is 4 cards, represents your heart chakra. The third layer, which is 3 cards, represents your throat chakra. And then we go on to the next layer, which is 2 cards, which represents your third eye chakra. And then your final card, which is on top, is the 1. Represents and focuses on the crown chakra, which is the one that we use to open up to all the information. That moment, what it's saying to you is, look at the final card, open up your crown chakra completely, and take in the information that you're getting at that moment to make some really major changes in your life. And if you think you're going in the wrong direction, to get the courage to actually go in the right direction and actually right to make the right decisions to do so. So you see, it's kind of a cool thing. But with the pyramid spreads, I think we can also take it one step further and down each side of the pyramid. It gives us insight to your life, too, what really works and resonates with the rest of the cards. And then within the deck, within the reading itself, there's always 3 cards touching each other. And each one of those cards, and each one of those reading, each one of those little levels of the 3 card connection also have a meaning within themselves too. So it's almost like having a story within a story within a story. So it's like you're on the table. And we have 5 card, which is a different variation, which seems to cover more of the grounding in your the lower chakras. That actually also work with the idea of the crown chakra, so it's showing you how they all can work together and how they all intersect and that kind of stuff. And then the 3 card reading is card spread is basically for a lot of people who really don't have a lot of time, who want to get some answers and that kind of stuff. So what they do is they work on your foundation, they work on your heart, they work on your crown chakra. So they put all 3 of those things together too for a major reading too, because we're always looking for insights with people we're working with and that kind of stuff. But I think we're also looking for insights more than that, to find more about ourselves inside, so therefore we can identify. Because with past lives, I've noticed that there's also people around you that have also experienced the same past life, and you seem to associate and be with the same people through each incarnation. And when you are around people that you don't really feel comfortable with and that kind of stuff, sometimes it could be the ideal that that person is just, you guys have crossed paths, but you never had really had any kind of past lives together, so you don't really recognize that person. You don't. There's some the reason it feels odd is because you've never experienced that energy of that person in any of your lifetime. So there's nothing to really connect on to where you can feel comfortable about the whole thing, you know? So if anybody wants to call in and get us a past life reading, we've had some people actually through the chat room, through the queue. They didn't say, so we can talk to them. So give us a call at 646-721-9031. We'll definitely get to the end of the whole thing and see what's up. See, it's one of the crazy things that I call helping people out, but I can't help anybody out unless they call in. And I'm looking for each and every one of you guys who are out there saying, I'd like to call in, but I'm just not too sure about the thing. You know? And I understand that. Well, I've been in the same situation, and I understand that some people have a tendency to think they're getting too many readings, and they want to change that whole format as well. So if you're strong to go and get work done and that kind of stuff, and get that last reading that can actually set the tone where you don't need to go back to those other psychics or people that you didn't trust in the first place, and you're wondering why, how come things didn't pan out. Well, sometimes the situation with things not panning out exactly the way they were supposed to, sometimes it's good to get some insight on those things too and why. So, we're here. So, get a chance to do some passive readings. And like I said, if anybody would like to rather just go to the other side and get a private reading, contact me at 740-601-9540-601-1057 or go to my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And right, like we always have specials for people who call the shows. So therefore, for a 60 to 90 minute session, it's $65, and for 45, which is almost half off. So give us a call, 740-601-9835, and 740-601-1057. It's one of those things I actually look forward to, working with people all the time. So, I mean, there are some days where you just want to hide from the whole situation and just hang on a mountain and be with yourself. But they all have those times where we just want to be by ourselves. And, you know, I really recommend the ideal past life readings and stuff because I've actually had some myself. Yes, I see you're all shocked. Whoa, what? Okay, I don't recommend anything out there that I haven't done myself. I don't recommend any books that I haven't read myself and I thought were very good. And also with the situation of past lives, there is a really good CD out there by Doreen Virtue. It's also called Past Life Progression, where you actually can listen to this with the headsets, find you a nice little quiet place where you can't be disturbed and you feel safe and comfortable and lock the door or whatever it is. And use a CD. I actually used this CD for 3 past life regressions, and they were so cool. And we're going to take a break right now, guys, and we'll be right back after. We'll take a couple-minute break. We'll be right back. Well, we're back, and how's it going, everybody out there? We're talking. That was actually Sticks, Grand Illusion. So we look at the situation. What are we looking at here? Well, I mean, I actually try to play songs on this show that actually have something to do with the show and that kind of stuff. So when we look at the idea of the Grand Illusion, I mean, it's actually looking past the illusion. It's understanding it. What is important is the things that are crossing your path in your life, not everybody else's. So, you know, I look at the situation of the Inquirer and the news and that kind of stuff. To me, that is the ideal. People sitting there talking to me, of saying, hey, you know, when I meet people and that kind of stuff, I have a tendency to picking up impressions, that kind of stuff. And they say that I'm invading people's privacy and that kind of stuff. Give me a break. How can people sit around and go, you're invading people's privacy, and when they're actually sitting there looking at an Inquirer in the process of being someone else's privacy, you know, watching some, you know, I go eat that kind of stuff for relaxation, not to get freaking out if someone's watching me on the camera. I do feel the same situation. I don't think people take care. You're curious about knowing everything in the world that you take the time to ask the things, how would you, and what in those shoes, talk of shoes. I guarantee when you start walking in other people's shoes and start seeing things what they are, not the ideal of having any kind of sympathy or any kind of suffer for people. It's just the ideal of seeing it from a different perspective. And that's all ideal with situations of this magnitude and when I do readings and that kind of stuff. And we all have intuition and we all have these feelings. And it's basically, mine's just a little more intense where I've actually worked with it for so long. I trust it more than anything else. And, you know, the ideal Inquirer and stuff, there are certain twinges from time to time where you go, whoa, they're having problems or this is going on. But then you pull back and start thinking about it and say, stop. What makes a difference? I've done a lot of reading for people with relationships and stuff, a lot of men and women, and they keep saying that they love those people and that kind of stuff. That's great. But see, in the pursuit of happiness, just pursuing something because you love them. It's the idea of a two-way street of having people love you back. And I'm not saying people can't. It's the ideal. In the situation, they're just not capable of doing that at the moment. So therefore, it was meant to be, it would be. But it's not. So therefore, we have to look at those things. Everybody's calling at you with a sign. I'm looking for a sign. They're looking for answers. What's really going on? And 9 out of 10 times, we just take a couple steps back and look at the situation. You will see it clearly. Because what's really resonating there at that moment is things about yourself, things that you're missing. Situation that I actually sit there and I have a tendency to read and write a lot of stuff. So in the process of looking at things, okay, to pick up differently. Look. My label is sometimes frustrations that you haven't dealt with within yourself. See the importance of past life brings to us. Hey, everybody, how's it going? We're back again. You guys got to. We're right now. We're having a really bad storm. Really, a lot of things are going on. So we're losing connections and that kind of stuff. So, if we just ask you to be patient with us and that kind of thing and work things out, it'd be great. So let's take a look at the situation we were talking about before of past lives. Like, for instance, when you start writing poetry and stuff about people and that kind of stuff and you start picking up things, you know, it kind of makes you wonder about certain things. Like I was sitting there reading this one poem I wrote myself, which was called Without You. And it basically goes like this. My eyes with many shades of blue. They can see that our love is true. I miss your face, your smile so bright. My love for you illuminates the night. I love you so much more each day. Want to be with you, so I miss our time of play. I feel your pull, your thoughts of me so strong. Being apart from you seems long, too long, so long. You are a part of me feeling so deep. feeling so deep. In my arms, in our bed, we will sleep. Back with me, where you belong, life together, our happy song. Now, when you sit here and look at poems like that, now when I was with the person and in this lifetime, it's just bringing out things. Because it seemed like it's more resonating with the past life that we had together, which was many, but it was the ideal. How many times does it take? You know, with the situation of looking at these things and trying to put them all together, it's pretty resonating to think about those kind of poems and how they all resonate with you. But when you start looking at it and you start being pulled back to past lives, I think we all do this. So therefore, in the situation, I could do past lives and past life regressions and stuff too. But in the process of listening to oneself and that kind of stuff, you would definitely see. You know, when you start visualizing things as you're reading something, you should let yourself go with that and see where it takes you. You can do your own past life regression or your own past life reading just by things that you pick up, because they are your memories of your past life. So, you know, you should try that. So, you know, when I sat and read this and I started looking at certain things, how many times have we been together? Was it just a simple 3 day, you know, 3 days or 3 weeks, or was it three or four lifetimes of actually two people, they should be together, but what's the one thing that keeps them apart? And when I sit here and looked at the situation without you, and then there was another one where I sit here and said, without. It says, without you, I cannot brace. Long days, sometimes I don't. Okay, watch out. We'll try it again. Without you, I cannot bear. Long days, sometimes I don't care. Half of me is gone. You took it away. No more nights, just one long day. Do not know why you threw us away. Like a piece of paper floating in the bay. Wanting you back this very day, please let there be no more delays. What I want for you to stay, watching the sunsets, us two, always. So when I sat there and read that one, which I wrote too as well, it was just one of these things that just started flowing, and just all these things started pouring out. So when I started doing these things and really putting it together, it started making sense that not just one. And actually, with the situation, I don't really remember in this lifetime of actually seeing a sunset, you know, sitting down and watching a sunset. There were many sunsets, but not in the sense of sitting there, just the two of us, watching a sunset. So I started looking at these things. So I just look at the... So we look at those... And everything will be fine. It's just the idea of looking at these things. And, you know, things just come out, and that's the kind of thing. So you start looking at these things, and you just really, as you sit there and look at these things and start seeing certain past life, and then start realizing it's not part of this one. So where did it come from? It would just seem like it was a lot more to it, you know? See, we got tears for you. With every tear I cry, just another reason to ask why. Tired of being without you, knowing how I feel, not what to do. I long to see your pretty face, to feel your warm, loving embrace. My cards, meaning so clear, can't wait to feel your tears. To have you by my side, to share our life, to get our life journey's ride. To have my heart's desire, you hear from me to inspire. I miss you, your essence always near. To never see you again is my biggest fear. My angels who tell me you're the one I know, I have known since I have been gone. So please open your heart, open it to me, so we can be lovers, a beautiful couple for all to see. Yeah, and then I saw that one, and as I saw that one, it seemed to come to me on more of a level of living in the 1800s. And actually, we actually wanted to buy a house in the area that we used to live at, which for some reason I saw us in the 1800s living in that house together. So, you know, there's things this and the other way. I've always wanted to be back together. But sometimes in situations, past lives are good for us to take a look at those situations one more time to ask ourselves, you know, what happened? We should be really looking at those situations, why there is a situation where the two are apart. Are you apart from whoever? You know? And that's the biggest thing. And as I was sitting here going over something, so just take a look at those situations and really consider the whole thing, right? Because I was sitting here looking at things like this one here, just simple little things we could focus on to bring up the phases and the braises to make things clear. Here we go. We all want to sit there and focus on the idea of abundance. So try this one and focus on this and go back in the archives and pick it up. This is a little statement for the day. God is lavish, unfailing abundance, the rich, omnipresent substance of the universe. This all-providing source of infinite prosperity is individualized as me, the reality of me. So take a look at the situation, pick it up, resonate with it, go over each one of those words. Feel the energy of each one of those words. Feel the energy of God, your angels, and everything around you. So actually you can take that statement and see it for what it is, true. Okay, and then we sit and take a look at the situation. And I'm trying to find something here real quick. Okay, here's something else I wrote as well. It's called, it's just a little thing I put down, pieces, okay? I was looking for peace in my life by looking for that missing piece, which turned out to be me. Okay? So think about that. Because basically what I basically put down there was focusing on myself and realizing all the missing things that were missing in my life was because of the things I thought were missing within me. So until I was willing to go back and go inside and look at those things, and maybe it was just one of those situations of reconnecting with those pieces, because they were always there all the time. Because me, people sketch with those things as well. The things about ourselves that we just haven't really taken notice of. And the situation, which is really, or just sit there and tell yourself, you know, I am not it. In the process of doing this, God put my spiritual sight, medium, spiritual advisor, doing successful, powerful angel card readings, being a medium, doing psychic readings now. So you, what you're doing is you open the door up, but at the same time, to kind of say these things to yourself, you know, ask yourself, what do you see? Because you might be picking up some past life connections there as too. This one here is, I am now in a new romantic spiritual soul relationship, a new deep unconditional loving relationship, expressive relationship with the one I was supposed to be with in the first place. Thank you for being a person and for us to be together now. Now, you might not be in a relationship right now, but I guarantee you, putting it in the past tense right now, I hear you. You're doing it for a reason. You're trying to do something to really resonate with what you're, you know, what you want to actually have it and be a part of it and living it. So just try that one as well. Okay? But think about that. I was looking for peace in my life. But missing piece, which turned out to be me. So embrace your life, because you are who you are at this minute. And if you were meant to be more, then you would be. So once you sit there and appreciate yourself for what you are right this minute, and you'll see things really come about in your life by coming to that conclusion, I am enough. Because at this moment, you are. And if people can't appreciate that and they want to tell you, well, you should be doing this and you're doing that, I think what you're doing is you're reflecting back to them that they need to look at themselves too as well. So say thank you and have a good day. But don't feed into it and let it go. All right. But like I said before, we have some, you know, when the process. Just lost the mic. I'll get some stickies to stick this thing down, you know what I'm saying? Anyway. You know, it's really incredible when you get creative like that. But see, everybody is creative in some sense of the word. Okay, you know, longing. Here's a good poem for you. Longing, I love you more deeper than thoughts, more than life. My feelings and thoughts for you are so much I cannot fight. Life without you, nights so long, reliving our past through every song. Memories of you, so many to bear. One thought, that movie, my hypnotic stare. Why do I love you so much I do not know? Soulmates, twin flames, together our lives have shown. Always you will be deep in my heart. Your love waiting for you and our new life to start. Again and again. But how many more times am I going to have to go through that? Have I come to the point in this lifetime to actually stop this thing and see things for what they really are? That in past lives we can keep going and meeting each other and that kind of stuff. But if one person continues to grow and the other person seems to dwell, then it's basically telling you that you need to sever that tie in favor of what's really good for you. And the person could be good for you, but they're not good for themselves, so they can't be good for anybody. But does that mean you have to be alone? No, it doesn't mean you have to be alone. That means the ideal of what is good for you, what is in your best interest. And obviously the person that we're talking about here is not good for me, because this person continues to stay right where she's at. Even each lifetime, she continues to live a 13-year-old life because she likes that kind of thing. But it also can be traced back 6 lifetimes where she had a tragic thing happen to her when she was 13, which continues to happen even in the previous lives after that. So you see the situation, and people think that they're hiding things and they're getting away with stuff, and they don't want to devour those things. They already exist. And when you meet certain people in your life, there's a reason why. People cross your paths every day. And why do they cross our paths every day? We all know things happen for a reason. Nothing happens by chance. So it's one of those things of going into the past and learning from reflections, you know, running into people now and learning from the reflections. And if you're willing to open up your mind and learn from those reflections, then you have a tendency to get closer to yourself. And then when you get with your significant other, you have a tendency to grow closer together. So take those in consideration, and I guarantee you'll start seeing some different outcomes in your life. So you see how important past lives are. So take that in account and consider getting one of those things, because a 16 to 90 minute session doesn't cost very much. I work with everybody's budget, so it's good to go. And if you want to take advantage of people calling the show and that kind of thing and getting a $65 reading, I can actually up it and give you a 16 to 90 minute session, the whole thing, for $65. No big deal. Or whatever your budget is. You know, I urge everybody who's sitting there going, that would be cool to get one of those things, come to the table. Make an offer. I haven't turned anybody down. You know, it's one of those things. Everything happens for a reason. So, check it out. And I know right now there's a lot of people out there who are questioning that one. So let down the resistance and just let it happen. There's a reason. Everything happens for a reason. And if we're going to cross paths and that kind of stuff, I guarantee you're going to learn something, you know, with the situation. But I guarantee you're going to learn something about yourself. So check it out. Do what you got to do. See what you're going to do. See what you want to do. But right now, we're actually doing free readings. So give us a call here at 646-721-9031. And for those private readings, just give me a call at 740-601-1057. It's my private line, and I'm opening up to you, especially when it comes to private readings and past life readings, because those are very intimate and very emotional sometimes too as well. So I urge to sit there and go through the process and let go of that baggage that you've been hanging off for 4 lifetimes. And for some reason, I keep getting 4 lifetimes with somebody out there who's listening right this minute. So take that into account and take into consideration. It's happening for a reason. So let's take a look at the situation. Let's change those patterns. Let's change our lives. And just really look at the situation of what's really going on. You know, the Grand Illusion was the song we was playing there for a minute. And why would I play that particular song? What is the Grand Illusion? Are you living your life because of what you want to do with your life? Are you doing it because of Joneses next door? Or what the government, or what the television, or the commercials say? You know, why was it so easy to live back in the day? Because all we had to worry about was what was around us at the time. And they were more living in the now than anything else you can think of. Now, if they knew how to utilize it, and maybe they did. And these people must have done something right, or we wouldn't be here, would we? So we look at the situations. And just take a look at the situation. What are we going to do today? And then when we get the answer, how are we going to follow through and do just that? Well, it's very easy. Let down the reason, you know, let down your resistance. Shake your hands, shake your body, go. Let go and say, I got to do this. And then walk right into the situation. When people say you can't do it, use that as a motivation to say, yes, I can. Because I don't have can't in my vocabulary, okay? When the next person comes along and says, that's impossible, live up and say, you know something? Maybe you don't go to church, but it doesn't mean you can't believe what God has said. And that everything's possible. You just got to believe in yourself and say, let's do it. Are you going to? Well, if you're still kind of faltering about the whole thing, give us a call in here and let us help you motivate yourself to take that next step. You know, like I always say, people are always taking chances, as they call them. Take a chance this, take a chance of that. Then you start realizing one thing. Guess what? It's not a chance. It's not a risk. It's the answer, and it's the direction to go in. You know, sometimes it is a risk to you, because this is the very first time I've actually listened to my guidance, listened to myself, and walked right into the situation that's going on, and started realizing the more I walked and went right on, I walked through it. And when I got to the other side, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. We need to do that many, many, many times. So we got to, you know, look at the situation and just take care of that, okay? And for everybody who wants to give a call in here, get a past life reading or any kind of reading, or just ask a couple questions, give us a call, 646-721-9031. And hello, Wanda.
Hey, yes. Yeah.
Oh, hey, there you are. So, did you have a chance to listen to the poems I was reading on the air?
Yes, I did. Yeah,
you know,
very nice.
I actually got irritated when I was, remember that girl I was telling you I was seeing there for a while, Shannon? I read her these poems. I read her these poems. She goes, wow, who wrote those? Well, thank you for making me feel good. But,
yeah, I don't think she really can appreciate you and see you for really what and who you are. She underestimates you. That's what it is.
Yeah, I think so too, because I was sitting there, you know, I would get angry with her on certain things, but it was more frustration of, you know, working and seeing people and see what's really there. That sometimes you do get frustrated because you want them to become the best they can be, and you can see that, you know. And maybe it's a crutch for me to see things that people can't see sometimes in those situations, especially when it comes to relationships. But I thought in the sense of being with somebody is to motivate each other to be complete.
Yeah, it's more of a curse being able to see things people can't see a lot of times too.
I just look at it like this. Well, I'm just saying that, and I mean, there are days when you sit there and look at the same thing too, where you just want to run to the first mountain and just hang out for three days and just get away from everybody. Mm-hmm. But when you get up to the mountain and you start meditating on the whole situation, your angels are always directing you to say, well, it's not a curse. It's just finding a way in a different direction on how to deal with those kind of people and those certain situations, because in the process of helping people, not everybody's going to be easy. So I was sitting there writing this. I mean, when I wrote this one here, where I said I was looking for peace in my life by looking for that missing piece, which turned out to be me. You know, it was just the way it resonated with me. And my mom was like, I said, you like that? And she's like, that's just philosophy. I said,
oh, no. When you read that, I'm like, yes. And I repeated to myself what you said. The missing piece is me. And that's why I repeated to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it touched me. And I, you know, I could see it.
Yeah, and the process of finding that piece, which is you, it makes it easier to realize that you don't have to be with anybody. You just want to share with somebody, and you're looking for somebody who basically is in the same situation, who wants to share too as well. Because people are always looking for. I met some girls who would say, "I'm looking for somebody to basically, because I have a missing piece in my life." Well, it's not his job to find it for you, and it's not his job to be that missing piece. It's the idea of being a reflection back to you to help you understand where to find it.
Yeah, I think it's, for me, it just hit me. I was thinking it may be more of a status thing.
Mm-hmm.
Look who I'm dating.
And who are you dating?
Nobody. But what I'm saying, hey, the other one was a doctor, the other was an attorney, sports agent, this one's that. Maybe it's bragging rights.
I have
thought about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really think about it really to just now while I'm on the phone with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, could that be it too? Just to say I even have a boyfriend?
Could be, because, I mean, our society is always in a situation of saying, look what I got.
Yeah.
So when you look at the situation.
You got to be honest. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I tell everybody, goes, look what I got. I found me. That's cool enough for me. Is it an easy thing to do to maintain that all the time? Because, you know, we all have a tendency to stray.
Right.
So I'm just saying with the situation, because I was sitting reading the poems, my biggest thing is it kind of dawned on me when I was actually doing past lives and stuff exactly what I was picking up when I was writing these things, plus when I wrote them back and getting tearful about the whole thing. And I'm just seeing about the connection, which I was there. But sometimes when we have those kind of connections, it doesn't always mean it's supposed to go into relationships. So it could actually look at the situation and realizing what kind of work I do, that when people cross my path, it's not to always love somebody and the purpose of having a relationship with them and as romantic, but just a relationship as to help them find what they're looking for. And sometimes I feel like I got kind of caught up in the whole situation with some people where I thought it was going to be a relationship. You know, my biggest thing was, can I actually save somebody and keep them? You know, but also at the same time feeling like I failed those people because I didn't see it for what it was then. And that's the purpose of maybe going through many lifetimes with a person, is to start seeing things for what they are and actually being there in the position you were supposed to be in the first place. And it wasn't always supposed to be romantic. So I can beat myself up. So I can beat myself up for a minute. But also the same thing is the path crossed. If it happens again, let's take that realization and go, okay, I'm here because of this. Because there's a lot of people I've done readings for lately who said, I'm in this great relationship, but there's Johnny from the past. I keep thinking about Johnny from the past. Why? I'm sitting there going, because you're an unconditionally loving person? And maybe he's thinking about you and that's it? Why would you want to give up a great relationship that you're in, which you know you're supposed to be here, you feel the connection, but here's Johnny plaguing the back of your mind? Maybe Johnny's lost, and maybe Johnny's pulling on you. But just because it is doesn't mean it's supposed to be any more than that. And it could be simply saying when he sees you the next time with your boyfriend or your husband is to sit there and look at him and go, I have this because I made the choice to move on, so won't you make the same thing and see what you can do with your life?
Oh, my. I want to ask you something.
God, it gives me the shivers. Go ahead.
Yeah, when we were talking a little earlier, you know, about the two guys I was telling you about, and the one in particular that keep calling, you know, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly, can you go and give me more insight into that? Or do you mind? Because I'm maybe a little confused. You know, I don't think he see me as someone that could solve his problems. I don't know.
Well, for some reason, I do.
Okay.
I do see that.
So why
I see
is that? Uh-huh.
Well, you know, situation of strength. I mean, I get that's what the whole thing is. These people, these guys you're talking about, if you really look at the situation, I mean, how strong are they in their own lives? And how strong are they there for everybody else? And it's like they're attracted to that strength that you have.
But I don't feel like he really wants to hear the info. Like I said, he can get a session with you and probably just do a few and can get over whatever he's going through while he's paying psychiatrists over and over and over and over for a year to spend some of that money on you and got some real help. But he don't want to be helped.
Yeah, that's another point, you know, is just going to a psychiatrist because you don't care if the guy listens or not. It just gives him a chance to vent and nobody says anything.
Right. You can do that for free to your friends.
Yeah.
That's
what they
what
say,
I told
man.
Them. It's free to talk to your friends. So
yeah,
you say
right.
He's attracted to the strength. What is he thinking now? Because I got some stupid text message from him.
Really?
Just stupid. Yeah. Come on. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. You know what? Oh, my God. What you just said, that was in the text message about strong and strength of a strong person.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got that text message about an hour ago.
There you go.
But I don't get it. What does he want?
Sometimes the idea of getting what they want, it's just the idea of looking at the situation and reflecting back to you that if it is truly looking for the strength to realize the same thing yourself, that I'm a strong person, so therefore I hope he gets it one day. Not always helping, but just helping
yeah.
who you are.
Like I told you, he was bringing me down, and I didn't realize it till it truly hit me, and it was bringing me down, beginning to make me depressed.
Yeah,
and
so
now,
you gotta watch that, man. You gotta watch those things, man. Put yourself in time, an unloaded being with super psychic powers, now and always. So therefore, when I see people like this, see it for what it is, and look at yourself. Now, sometimes I don't think they realize the idea of zapping your energy. They just have it. Or they're looking for something, and they have a tendency to take it without asking. But sometimes they have a tendency to take it without even knowing it, because they're just wanting it so bad.
Yeah.
And when,
well,
you, protect, and when you protect yourself
one?
And go, no more, uh-huh. and they're like, what'd you do that
yeah.
for?
Yeah.
Because you don't. It's not yours.
You
know,
no longer
find your own strength.
Them.
Yeah, people ask, well, how do you get so strong? How can you sit there and just stand up people and do this and that and the other? It was the ideal of a long time ago of taking the first stand up to somebody and say, this is the way it is. And then when you realize that if you're speaking the truth, it resonates, not just with them, but with you too, so therefore you can continue doing it. People say you're hurting people's feelings. No, I'm only hurting people's feelings because they just had a realization right there. They need to do the same. So if we sit back and never hurt nobody, then no one ever learns anything.
Well, what do you think about the second one? You're saying the same thing, but he seems to be stronger than that.
I don't know. I guess you get the impression you should cut everybody loose in favor of what's coming.
I'm sorry, you broke up. What'd you say?
God, I don't even have a girlfriend. I keep breaking up. It sucks, I'm telling you. So, no, I'm just saying, I feel like you should cut everybody loose
mm-hmm.
in favor of what's happening. What's going to be happening? What's coming?
Yeah, it's just funny. I'm thinking this must be some type of test. My phone blowing up and all this, and I'm like, what's going on? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like back to that one term. It says it's always darkest before the dawn, which means, it's always going to get worse before the light. But the light is coming. It's just the ideal of how fast you want to get through that darkness. So if you feel like you should speed up a little bit and run, you know, if you're in the desert and you run, like if you're near a mountain, and you can see mm-hmm. the sun coming up, the more you run closer, it does seem like the sun's coming up a little bit quicker. It's just, but you're just basically doing your part in life and meeting it halfway, and then you become one. Which means the idea of become one with God and your angels and that stuff, and realize that you can attract everything to you, but at the same time attracting things to you. Those people are also looking for the same thing, to connect with their angels and guides, and you're just setting a good example, and sometimes that's what it's all about. And people are just looking, you know, people that are in the dark are looking for the light. And if you are that light, you will attract everybody. So it's the idea of learning how to sort it all out. Who's for me? Well, the one person is for you. It's like looking in the mirror. The more you know who you are, the more you know who you're supposed to be with. So you see all these crazy people going, can you help me? I'm sorry, but if a potential boyfriend wouldn't come to you and ask you, can you help me? He would just come to you and say, I love you.
You're right. Dang, you're right. You preaching tonight, Donnie. You preaching. You are. So do you think, okay, because I'd asked you the other night, but do you think now I am speeding things up, and do you maybe have a timeline, or what do you think? Or is this still in a transition, or what are you feeling?
Well, it's still in transition, but I keep seeing June. I keep seeing June over and over again. I keep seeing June and a summer romance that could continue on. But, you know, continue on forever. But it's, you know, it's the idea of approaching it in the right way of saying, you know, this is what I want. If it's not what you want, then I must continue.
Yeah, but I admit, I'm not thinking about it as much as I used to. You know, I was more obsessed with it at first, but I don't know if it's because I don't believe it, or I'm just, I don't know, just trying to move on with my life. I don't know what should I be doing. I'm just trying to work and take care of my child and move on.
I'm just saying, with the situation, that's what you got to do. You know, because I feel like it like this. You continue on with your life. You keep going forward. And it's not looking for anything. It's just moving forward, and then these things become a part of your life. You know, you don't go looking for them. It's like, you know, as we go through life, we acquire things. And it's not any different with the situation here of going forward. And stop, you know, because I tell everybody, first thing you got to do is stop looking. Stop searching and, you know, and basically physically looking for this stuff. It's too much work, too much work. You know, because we talk about the law of attraction. The law of attraction tells us flat out, attraction, the last part. Attraction means pull to you. So but if you stand still and the thing you're looking for is above, you know, ahead of you, then if you stand still, you'll never get there. So that's what I'm saying. You need to continue working and going forward.
Right.
And it's like the idea of loving your life, then the love will be part of that.
Right. I put my life on hold, like waiting. But I'm like, I can't put my life on hold. I got to move on.
Yes.
So that's where I'm just trying to move on. What part of June do you think, early, middle, or late? What are you feeling?
I'm feeling like it's going to be really, I mean, extremely hot.
Well, that could be next month in Arizona.
Nope. I'm just saying, when I pick up on the whole thing, I keep picking up really extremely hot. Just one freaking day of sweating.
Well, I'd be really miserable.
Yeah, feeling miserable, sweaty, embarrassed, and when you run into this guy.
Oh, my goodness. No, Johnny. See, that's why it should have happened in March. it was nice and warm. Huh?
Yeah, it's only 80 degrees in March.
Yeah, or it could get to 90-something, but I'm just saying, oh, God, I don't like the summer out here. I wish somebody would just take me away. I can't
that
do another summer.
Fluctuating between, I don't know, I keep getting 113
and 112. Uh-huh. Yeah, so, when it's that hot. And people are like, well, it's a dry heat. When it's like 115, it don't matter, dry or not. It's just freaking hot. You can't even function. Do you know where to happen at? What type of setting this time?
It's going to happen in Arizona.
But yeah, I figure Arizona.
You know, oh shoot, I still see Target.
That's funny. Oh my goodness. So apparently I'm going to be thrown off guard, looking ugly and sweaty. Why would they talk to me anyway if I'm looking that bad?
Harry, look. I was just sitting there looking at this poem I wrote, and I was just sitting there looking at this one part where I was sitting there going, I called it More Than Love Can Say, and I was just kind of like going over the whole thing, and I said it kind of like, it went like this. The first part was like, I love you more than words can say. My heart beats for you here far away. Life without you doesn't feel real. I am feeling so empty like a missing meal. That's all I think I can remember. Something I can think of in my head, right? You and me is the way it should be. All my thoughts are of a girl named Lee. From the first time we met, I need you so my life will be set. And then it says, I love you more than I said, I love you so, didn't want to go. Now life feels so low, and the days seem so slow. You are my one and only, my soulmate. We were meant for one another. It is written in life's slate. On life's slate. I love you more than words can say. We will be together always from this day. Here I am on the beach. I lay thinking of you and our walks by the bay. So come back to me and stay. Let us be here and now in the month of May. Our lives together, let it be as one starting today. I love you more than words can say. And I was sitting there looking at those things, like I said before, past lives, man. But looking at those situations and looking at them, realizing this time it's got to stop. We had all these lifetimes. When it was good, it was great. When it was bad, it was bad.
I remember I asked you about past life before. Well, when I asked you, you said it's a secret. Is it still a secret?
Not until May.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of those things, sitting down and doing one. Because then we tried to do one before, and it was just kind of like, take a little bit of time to relax. Got to do it again. I say, get some time this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Sit down and do it again.
Do what again?
Past life regression, past life readings. Do it again.
Shoot, I'll be working all this weekend. This new job I'm at, hopefully I'll really get to start working next week. What do you feel about that? I think I'm going to start part-time. Do you think I should do maybe more? What do you think?
Hey, so the situation I see is going to kick off big time.
Really?
I would say starting off as at part-time, but not being part-time.
Be a little more than part-time, but part-time?
Yeah, it's like, well, I was going to start part-time, and then things just kick in. And it's just words, and then it doesn't turn out to be that way.
Oh, yeah, I got what you're saying, kind of like being on call. Can I come in, or can I work a few hours this day? Yeah, you know what? That's funny you said that. That's what I was feeling. That's another gift, a confirmation. You gave me a confirmation of what I was thinking also.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm so glad that you had something positive, because I'm not trying to be funny, but you know you had other folks saying, don't see me getting a job or anything like that. But you like, yeah, Wanda, you are going to get that job. And I'm like, well, I'm going to just go for it. You know, sometimes you might hear something, but I think you should go for certain things anyway and don't always get discouraged by certain readings.
Yeah, it could be motivation to prove them wrong.
Yeah, and, you know, you said, well, I see that. Just like Spencer, I don't see anybody come in your life. You're like, no, Wanda, I see that. And, you know, here I am. They didn't even see me even putting in an application. Not only that, I put in an application, but they were calling me, looking for me. So I'm, you know, going to start working this and making some money and be able to help my friend out here.
I hear you.
Yes. And I encourage other people to please donate to Dunny's Fund, going back to Colorado. Because I really believe that's where you need to be. You can flourish. I love it out here, except for the summer. But overall, I love Arizona, and I don't regret moving not one day. Not one day I've ever regret moving out here. Even when things weren't going right, I'm still just very happy.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah.
I think that's the way you're going to get when you get back to Colorado. I think that's really just the place for you.
Yep, skipping through the woods, having a ball.
Yeah.
You know,
see, I'm excited about that.
I did freak out. I called a friend of mine out there not too long ago, and she was like, what are you coming back out here for? I didn't think you liked it out here. I was like, when did I ever say that? I mean, shoot, there was some times, yeah, but I just feel like that it was just great for me because, you know, It was the first time I ever had two businesses that I actually had started and had a lot of part to do with that were very successful. And it was also a lot of realizations that sometimes we can let people stray us away from those things, but it's just a learning lesson for us to not let that happen next time and to really throw ourselves into this whole thing, because I was almost tempted to, like I did last year, I was tempted to run away with the carnival for some easy cash. And I just said, no. Every time I do this and go, I was like last year, I ran away from the carnival and I still end up doing readings for people. You know, I walk into a restaurant.
Readings at the carnival.
Well, I was doing readings at the carnival, and I was actually doing readings for my boss's daughter. I did a freak reading for my boss's son, and just people that heard about that whole thing and this and the other. And you can sit and watch some of the readings I'd done for people, and you say, well, see, I told her to go into a certain direction, but for some reason she won't let go of that guy, and I could actually see it, you know, see it play out in those situations, because most people I work with, I don't get that confirmation on that kind of thing. I'm just hoping since I don't hear from them again, everything worked out good and they followed the guidance word for word and that kind of stuff. But we had one dude, I can't remember his name, but he was constantly always trying to embarrass people. We walked into a restaurant and the guy, you know, I was sitting there flirting with this girl and he sits there and goes, he's a palm reader. He reads palms. And he just basically said it to freak her out. And she looked at her. She looked at me and she goes, really? You know?
And he helped you.
Yeah, he did. Next thing I know, like every time I'd walk in the restaurant, I'd see these girls glancing over at me. I said, do you want a palm reading? And she goes, yeah, can I get one? I'm like, oh, the word has gotten out. And it was just like that all the time. Once the word got out and stuff like that, man, I was just like, it just happens all the time. So this year I just said, you know something? I've walked away from it a couple times, and I just can't do it anymore. I just feel like this is what I'm supposed to do, and every time I get away from it, I end up doing it anyway. So if that's not a sign, I don't know what is. And I always tell people out there, those are the things you need to watch for. If you're constantly being pulled into certain things, if you're having a hesitation about it and say, I don't know if I can make money at it, maybe your problem is you've been told that you need to make lots of money when the ideal of just – doing what you're destined to do means you'll be taken care of and you will have everything you need and want and desire. But sometimes we have a tendency to go above that because of our insecurities, thinking we need all of it and you know, that whole thing. So I'm like, and I started looking at when I was doing this kind of work, maybe I wasn't making tons of money or being rich, but when I started working in Colorado, I went from making $200, $300 a week. Every 2 weeks, making about $200 to $300 every 2 days. So, you know, you sort of look at this thing going, when those things are happening, you tell everybody, well, you know, you should be charging. Oh, forget you people who keep saying don't charge. My thing is, when I put myself in what I was meant to do, people would come to me and give me. It wasn't like the idea of asking for it all the time. Sure, we had set fees, but I had people walk up and I would say, $25, please. And they go, no, that was incredible. Here's 40. You see what I'm saying? So I was being blessed. That's the point. Without even asking for anything, I was just doing what I love to do and helping people and that kind of stuff and being compensated accordingly. And if we could just all of us just let go of that and let down that resistance, maybe we all would have that and then some. And maybe we're the crutch or the wall that's standing between us and what we really want. So I've learned myself, and so therefore I like to pass it on to everybody else and say, be where you're supposed to be who you are, and do what you're supposed to do. And then everything you ever wanted will be a part of you. So we have another lady here on the line who has had her hand up and patiently. So Wanda, if you want to stick around and listen, you know, feel free to do so, or if you have a comment or something like that.
You know, it's all good.
It's all good?
Yep.
But I would say call me later, but you should call me tomorrow because I got another show to do after this one. You're welcome to the show for that one too. But then I'm kind of going to go right into working for another company right after that. So therefore, I can keep the money coming in. So therefore, I can keep this going. Because right now I work for two additional companies. I work for Keen.com, and you can find me on Keen.com. It's just look for Psychic X Journeyman, and then on a company called Oranum.com. That's spelled Oranum.com. And they call me Psychic X Journey on there because it wasn't long enough to put the man at the end. But everybody knows me as Journeyman on there, so I might, you know, change that too. To Journeyman because it's Journey and Does Fit. So join us on there. I mean, on Keen, right now I got a special going on Keen too. 57 cents a minute, which is really, really, you can get a, you probably get a, let's see, the lady the other day did almost a 60-minute reading for $9. So there's all kinds of different avenues of going to and checking me out. But the 57 cents a minute is only till Friday. So therefore, we will always still have a special here, $65 for 60 minutes. So, and plus, I tell everybody anyway, when you go to my website and you see the prices and stuff, don't let that stop you. Give me a call, make an offer. Okay, Wanda?
Yes, sir.
All righty. As it always, it's a pleasure talking to you, and give me a call tomorrow. And I'm just saying, anytime this week, if you got some time, you want to sit down and do that past reading.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Okay, then. All right.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's go on to... See, there was another poem I wrote, and it was kind of weird. How it came about, because it was just another thing of thinking about another situation, another time. And it was called Today or Is It? Today I cried. Thoughts of you. What color is the sky? Is it gray or blue? For you, my feelings run so deep. Your love, why did you leap? For each tear that I shed, one more memory in my head. Can't stop thinking of you and me the way I know it should be. Why do you run from me? Why can't you stop and see? Our life was so great. Why couldn't you just wait? Everything was falling into place. You blinded me like mace in my face. Today I saw the lover's card. Being without you, still so hard. Let today be the day you come to me. Please, oh God, come back and let us be. So if you sit here and look at this kind of things with the situation of those poems, it's like, you know, there's a lot of past life resonating through there. And I think sometimes when we do write things and that kind of stuff, even in our journals and stuff, I think we should take notice of those things, of where it really resonates from and how far back. And it kind of makes you wonder and think. So it's an incredible thing itself. Like, even when the idea of getting mad, you should express yourself too as well. Not in a situation of hatred, but in being mad. And it's an emotion that needs to be expressed and let go. But, you know, finding ways to do that. Go to the gym, work out, go to the gym and punch somebody. This one here is called Mad. Sitting here today, drinking my tea. Another day, why can't you let us be? I'm tired of thinking of the reason why. Days without you are zooming by. You're here always in my dreams. Waking up the pain, I want to scream. You are so mean, will I ever know why? I will never say I hate you or say goodbye. In my mind, you're in my arms, showing you love, life's loving charms. Sharing life's journey, me with you. I'm sorry, without you, without your smile, what can I do? So, you know, you sit there and it's like a wanting there, you know, kind of a craziness. Why? But it resonates with past lives to realize it wasn't really why. It was more in the situation of saying to yourself over and over again, why didn't I just let go? And I'm still hanging on to the situation where I keep pulling her back in with each lifetime that we go through instead of actually letting myself resonate and be pulled in the right direction to the right person. So you see, sit there and look at the situation. If you're listening to that, some way, somehow that resonates with you too as well. So take a look at it. Let's go on to our next caller. Area code 617. Hi, how are you? And welcome to the show.
Hey, hello, Donnie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Fantastic, man. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I guess I had two questions.
Sure.
Do you do past life reading?
Yes.
And do you see, could you give me any kind of clue where I was at in a past life?
Yeah.
Does it have anything to do with India?
I get the impression India is one of those, but I don't feel like it's the most important one.
Okay.
I feel like Jamaica.
Really?
Yeah, Jamaica was the first thing I picked up and everything like that, but I also get Jamaica as a pass-by. Which means, a pass-by means we're talking about a lot of Spanish and I'm trying to figure this one out myself.
Caribbean? No.
Well, I get the idea of traveling. And I get 1492. I don't want anybody to think out and go, that's kind of a crazy thing because it's part of history. But when you do past lives, that is a part of history. So therefore, I keep getting that. Oh shoot, Santa Maria.
That's nice.
Yes, I get the impression that you were on that ship of all, the three ships with Christopher Columbus.
But
Jamaica comes in very clearly too, of actually staying in Jamaica, but not living there, not being born there. So it's like something of, I love it here, so therefore, you guys go on and discover whatever, that whatever thing seems pretty pretty well resonate with you about three or four lifetimes of people saying and wanting to do things, but you had your own little agenda about, I have my own way of doing things, and this is what I'm going to do. If I perish, I perish, but at least I'm going to perish with a smile on my face.
I wonder what I was going through. Okay, because I am gay, so I was wondering if I was any type of, was I a woman or anything in the past life or gay in the past life?
Well, I get, to answer that question, I would say yes. That's what it comes to me. Yes, you were, but it was something I never mentioned and talked to anybody about.
I never did that. I would never talk to people. Oh, okay. I guess history. I would not want to be killed, right?
Well, it's not the idea of being killed. It's the idea of privacy.
Oh, okay. Because I am like that now. Okay.
Yeah. I got to be private. This is the way it is. And hanging out on Jamaica Island, making passes at guys. Hey, you want to stay with me? It'd be great.
I did that?
Yeah. But,
wow.
We're talking back in the day here when the guys were going, no, it's okay, man. You hang out and eat coconuts and that kind of stuff. We're going on with Christopher Columbus and the manly thing of discovery. You're thinking, okay, whatever.
Okay.
Couldn't the idea of hanging out with the trees and having fun and something about the breeze. Love the breeze on the beach.
Mm, I do like that. And my second question is, I decided today that I'm going to go into show business, either comedy or drama, acting. And what do you see with that?
I get the impression you should start off with the comedy because the comedy is actually going to springboard you into drama. That's like the idea.
Wow. That's great to hear. So that's
I'm
like
just
a
saying,
goal.
Yes, and the ideal situations of, you talk about your life and it seems like people laugh, but it's just the way you tell stories. So therefore, continue and really do something with that.
I will. Thank you, Donnie. This has been some great information. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Peace.
Peace. Let's see here. Let's go on to area code 705. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
And what's your name?
You're cutting out. My name is Wendy.
Wendy, have you called before, Wendy?
I've talked to you before, yes.
Okay. And how can we help you tonight?
I am wondering, I'm expecting some money from the government. It's a disability tax credit. And I'm wondering when you see that coming around for me.
I'm surprised you haven't got it already.
You are, eh?
Yeah.
It's been a while, yes.
Mm-hmm. So usually when you pick up something I should have already gotten it, it means it's right there. So, you know, it's like, why? So some, just let the whys go for a while, and I feel like it's right now. It's like, I would expect anything. You live in Canada, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We talked before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I might have asked you that question before. I'm sorry, but I'm just curious if you have any more information about it.
Are we talking about the check or the boyfriend?
Oh, the boyfriend? No, the check. I don't have a boyfriend, no.
So when is your birthday?
Sorry?
When's your birthday?
When's my birthday? It's May 13th.
Oh, you're Taurus.
Yes.
Hmm. Anything else that goes along with the whole thing? See, like Gary, I'm just saying, you know, if it didn't show next week.
Oh dear, you're cutting out. I'm sorry.
Nope. It's okay. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. You're still cutting out.
Really?
Okay, now I can hear you.
Okay. Okay, well, I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't get it in the next 2 weeks.
In the next 2 weeks? Yay! Because
uh-huh.
I really need this money. And that's not my tax return you're seeing. It's something else?
No. That's not a tax return.
Because it's quite a chunk of money that I'm waiting for.
Yes, it is.
And, of course, I need it. So.
Mhm.
Yeah.
So, are you planning on starting anything of your own?
No. It's not that much money. But it's.
I'm kind of confused on that kind of comment myself. But okay.
Yeah. Starting something on my own, like a business.
Yeah. And the reason I say that, why I would see that so funny is because when I started my shop, I started with zero. And just opportunities fell in my lap, and everything played itself out, and then the money started rolling in to keep it. So, you know.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we have a tendency to have our expectations of what we think we need and favor what should be.
Mm-hmm. If there's no other callers, can I ask you another question?
Sure, go right ahead.
What do you see in my love life? There's a person by the name of Sean. He works at a grocery store, and I was just wondering if there's chemistry between us or if you see something happening between us.
Yeah. Very interesting, too. Very strong attraction.
Sorry?
I said I see a very strong attraction. I see something coming out of that.
Okay.
When was the last time we were down there?
When was the last time I saw him?
Yes.
I guess a week ago.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. No, sorry guys, my switchboard just disappeared. And popped back in again. Let's see. You get the impression of expression is the one thing that needs to be done more.
Okay.
It's like feeling certain things, but also expressing them and to open things up.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wondered. I mean, he's caught my eye, and I just wondered if he has this attraction for me and if he'll ask me out. I don't know. Maybe he's scared too because of the laws of working at the grocery store. I don't know. I don't know if he's single. He acts single. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I get the impression he is.
He seems really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
He has really nice eyes, and he's just really, just a nice person, nice energy around him.
Mm-hmm.
For a change, where in the past I've gone for people with not good energy. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So what year was you born?
69.
69. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. No, I was just picking a lot of things up, the whole thing, a lot of thinking, of contemplating. And usually when I pick that up, it's usually two people thinking about each other, but who's going to make the first move? You know?
Do you see Steve, the guy I dated, coming back into my life? Sometimes I think about him a lot. And I wonder if he's thinking. I wonder if he's thinking about me.
Well, the problem is, yes, he is thinking about you, but I also keep getting the situation, you should think about that. And see it for what it is. Because I feel like there's somebody, I mean, I just feel like that the one person you were talking about before.
Yes.
I see that one as something that could be really happening big time.
Okay.
And I'm just saying it's the ideal of, I always tell people, in certain situations, if you're prompted to do something or say something or ask somebody out, there's a reason why. And you need to follow through with that as well. Some people have a tendency to go, well, you know, I think the man should do this. And stop thinking those ways, because those are stupid traditions of people put out there that we have a tendency to use as excuses not to do something that could be embarrassing to us, not realizing we're being prompted with this, with the guidance to do so for a reason. And this is what gets things started, because a lot of people sit and go, well, I'm not going to do that. And then it doesn't happen. And then they go, well, why didn't it happen? Well, the reason it didn't happen, because basically that was a resistance that you needed to lay down, so therefore it could.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying with the situation with you and this guy who works at this grocery store. Steve seems like a person who's going to cross your path many times, but it's also the situation we were talking about before in the beginning of the show. Like some people do cross our paths, and there are past life connections, but that doesn't mean we're supposed to be together, and the idea of learning something could be just the idea of letting go of it, because it keeps repeating itself, because we won't let go of it. Even when we've moved on to another lifetime, we're still wanting it so bad, but we're not really taking consideration why.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when someone's thinking about you, you know, I told a lady one time before, and she goes, my boyfriend, I'm mad at him because he doesn't think about me all the time. I said, sweetie, if he thought about you all the time, he'd wreck his car. We have other things we have to do in our lives, and not giving somebody, thinking about somebody 100% doesn't always mean we don't care about them. It means we do care about what's going on, that kind of situation. But it also gives us an ideal that we take life seriously, so therefore we take you seriously too. But sometimes we don't take those in consideration because of our own insecurities have a tendency to play the fear, you know, that fear is playing itself out, and it blocks us from seeing the real thing. So as I'm saying with the situation here, you know, looking at the situation, the way you feel, the certain things you pick up with this person, that's, I feel like in some ways, in case it doesn't work out with the guy who works at the grocery store, well, maybe Steve will come back. And it's a thought. But like I got with him, he's thinking about you, and he thinks about you from time to time, but it's also an indication he knows who you are. So that's why he thinks about you. So I feel like you made a more positive, you made a positive impression on him.
Okay.
So that impression is going to last. But I don't see no indication of getting back together. Okay? And
I think Steve.
Yes.
Talking about Steve. Okay.
Yes,
that
talking about Steve.
He thinks about me, you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. He's very close with my family. He's close to my uncle and
I don't know what you're saying. I'm just saying, you know, the idea of crossing paths, I see crossing paths, but I don't see a relationship, as in romantically.
Okay. Well, that would make sense. Mm-hmm. He's commitment phobia.
Phobia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Sean, I might have a good connection with him.
Yes. I'm just saying, when you get prompted to do things, follow through.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I've been trying to work up the courage, I guess, to somehow just, you know, even strike up a more conversation with him and see if he wants to go for coffee or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get the impression he is single.
Okay.
I get the impression he was he's single and he was married.
He was married, yes. He did mention that he had an ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about tattoos, and he said, oh, his ex-wife had a tattoo when she was sleeping.
Okay.
So that's how I know he has an ex-wife.
She had a tattoo.
While she was sleeping. I don't know. It's weird. On her ankle.
How did the conversation come up about tattoos?
Because I said he has a nice tattoo.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah. And I'm actually attracted to men with tattoos.
Gotcha. So I'm just...
He said, well, I can't, that was expensive. He said it was about $250, and he can't afford to get another one right now.
Wow.
Yeah, and my heart went out to him because he works at the grocery store, and I just feel like he's such a hard worker, and he's so sweet, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he seems like he's younger than you are.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe it's just that. Probably
the same age or a bit older. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No. I'm just saying. I mean, that's what I keep getting over and over again. He might be younger than you, so I'm just saying it might be you might be close in age, but he may be the younger one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, one of those things. But like I said before, you know, get past the ideal of saying, okay, just find out.
Yeah.
Just go the next step and because I see that, you know, it's like looking at him, talking to him, and then just saying, you know, what the heck? And then I see you guys going out for coffee.
Okay. Like
the impression comes to me is coffee and more.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Yeah,
okay.
Once I make that first step.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah.
And do me a favor. When you get this check.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody.
Okay.
I just feel like it would be in your best interest to just right in the bank it goes. And who knows? No one. So.
Nobody. Yeah.
Nobody.
Exactly. I agree.
I just feel like you have a neighbor I wouldn't trust.
Oh, okay. I have a neighbor. Well, one of my neighbors, she's really close with me. Her name is Penny, and I do trust her. But, yeah.
Would you say that Penny has a tendency to befriend people that you wouldn't trust?
I don't know. She seems like a really nice person. I mean, she has 24 foster children and one of her own.
Wow.
Yeah. She's a really good person. She really is.
Mm-hmm. Like I said before, I just feel like there's a neighbor out there that seems like... the way it comes to me, it's like... something you'll see here in the near future that not trustworthy, or just something about the person you don't trust. You should trust that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I know who that could be.
Yes.
Now that I've thought of it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And all I'm saying is, you know, give us a call and give us an update on how things are going. And I feel like there might be some good news about the summer months too, as well. With you and Sean.
Oh, really? Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. And do you see any angels around me?
All the time.
All the time. I asked you that before.
Yes. And they're still there and still having a good time. You know, just trust that too as well.
Okay.
Your intuition is always kicking up about everything and that kind of stuff. It's just the idea of learning how to trust it and follow through.
Yeah. I'm missing the sparkles and flashes of light, and I haven't seen them for a while, and I thought, am I so disconnected from source that I'm not seeing them? I don't know why. I'd see them out of my eyes, just not in my peripheral, like just right there in front of me, and lately I haven't seen them, so it just worried me that how come I'm not seeing the sparkles.
Have you been a little bit more happier than usual?
I am very content, yes.
Well, think about this. We see things as they're a part of, as they're around us. But when they're a part of us, we don't see them because we're one.
Okay.
So it's like, look at the situation. The thing I got was, everything's still in place. It's just now, because the thing that came to me was, I had a friend of mine, we went to a place down in Florida called Casadega. And it's a very positive place. It's actually a psychic medium community where they have nothing but psychics and you know, mediums and that kind of stuff who live there, you know, and they have a church and all kind of, it's like a little town. It's just that whole thing. And she's like, well, it's going to be positive here, but I don't feel it. And I said, well, the reason you don't feel it, because how do you feel? How do you really feel? And she goes, I feel great. I said, well, that's because you're part of the positive energy.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, they usually show up around when I thought back when I was in fear or scared or worried. I'd see like the blues and the blue lights telling me, you know, you're protected.
But now you come to the point where you're happy, you're content with that and your situation and who you are. So therefore, they're a part. They're there. They're always there. I mean, I remember a couple of times with my situation where all the stressful things going on, that kind of stuff, and I closed my eyes, I could see purples, and sometimes I could see pinks and that kind of stuff, and it was just indication that they're saying, we're here. Sometimes when you're stressed and fearful, one thing you fear about, too, is not that they won't be there because of how you're feeling or how you're expressing yourself. And it's just one of those things to understand that angels and your guys and that kind of stuff, and God, they never go away. It's us that pulls away.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we let down the resistance and realize that we've always been...
We're part of them.
Right. And once you realize the connection, and you were always a part of that. It was just you pulling yourself from it, so that reminding you, we're still here, we're still... you there will be a part of you as well. So in the process of being go and being content, you have.
Yeah. Well, you're so wonderful. Thank you so much for your reading again.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. And like I said, give us a call and get an update.
Okay, I will.
Alrighty. Thank you. You have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see here. And, let's go on to our next caller. Hello, how are you tonight, and welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's your name?
My name is Connie from Toms River, New Jersey.
Connie from?
Toms River.
Is it Toms River?
Yes. Toms River, New Jersey.
Okay.
I have a little bit of a Hoboken accent. I'm from Hoboken originally. Did you ever hear of Hoboken?
I'll have to say no, but sounds fascinating.
Oh, okay. You're in Colorado, right?
No. That's what we're striving to go.
Oh, I see, because I saw on the site. I was on speakerphone. Let me go to regular phone. Anyway, I was wondering, maybe answer a question. Connecting to me a negative attachment.
Do I feel a negative attachment to you?
Yes. In a spirit form.
You know, when I pick on you, I keep getting really pulled back to a past life connection where it's a past life incident situation.
The reason why I'm asking is because I'm a paranormal investigator.
And you think some kind of thing has attached itself by your investigations?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I'm asking.
I don't think you have, but you know, I feel like this. I feel like in your investigations that you've actually gone into a house that you used to live past life.
Uh huh.
And I feel like you've picked up some negative energy because of something that happened to you.
It's a possibility. It's a possibility.
Yeah, and I get that. So, I mean, all I get here realistically is I keep seeing Archangel Michael with his sword and just the idea of cutting everything into like a cleansing.
Yeah, that's what I was told before by another reader, but by another reader, she sees St. Michael around me. But I had another reading. I didn't even ask for it. I just was asking another question,
mm-hmm.
and they just happened to bring it up. They see an attachment on me. So that's why I'm calling to see if you felt the same way.
I just don't see it. And I've also been told there's not. It's just something that you needed to deal with in that situation, in that past life, which it seems like in some ways you have. It's just the idea of the memory itself seems to be clinging to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like the way I get it, Archangel Michael saying let go of it. And also get Archangel Raphael. God, one more person goes by this freaking house showing off that freaking damn car there, so I'm going to smack them. I don't really give a hoot about their freaking nice little sports car. Squealing the freaking tires. I'm like, jeesh, man. I could laugh at him because I know for a fact in here in the next 2 weeks they're going to buy new tires. But, yes, you know, it's like irritating because my biggest thing is when I'm working with somebody is to give that full attention.
Right,
and
I understand.
It makes me freaking angry. but I also get the suggestion that you should... I kind of got a thing where you have a tendency that you do protect yourself when you do these things, but there are sometimes you forget.
You're right.
So they're just saying, just correct that one little thing. But also, you know, it's like some things do attach themselves to you, but I keep getting residue.
Because when I'm sitting down sometimes, I get lately, I'm getting like the chills going up my legs for no reason. I don't know how to explain it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I definitely know how you feel because when I do medium work, I get that at my spine.
It's like the chills are going up my legs and I'll just slap
yeah.
it and just say stop or whatever and all this other stuff.
Well, after you do this for a while, you actually have people who want to communicate with you, no matter where you're at.
Yeah, I have a funny feeling that's it, because I do see apparitions here and there, you know.
People are asking you for help.
I guess that's why, that's my next question. Do you see me getting a job soon?
But we
work on donations, and you know the story about that, but... That's just like a hobby. It's not really a hobby, but I don't want to say hobby.
I take it
very seriously.
Because it's
but,
part of your life.
I mean, like, a job. Do you see me going back to work?
And what do you do?
I'm a hairdresser. But that's not my passion.
I know. It's not your passion. I just feel like that here in the next month, a lot of things are going to be picking up. And you're going to be busy, but I don't see a hairdresser being a part.
Sure, it's not what they're investigating, because that's been picking up a lot.
No, that's what I'm talking about. I don't see the hairdressing
okay.
thing. That's what I'm going to say. Let me finish. I don't see the hairdressing thing. I see that being a thing of the past, which is kind of funny. We're talking about past readings today. But it's a past thing, because I feel like this thing's going to really pick up. But they're also telling me that you should really take notice, because the next 3-4 months, it's going to be the word I keep getting is huge. And you should also utilize that to also work with other people, but also to prepare for the slow time. So therefore, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. Oops. Sorry. I dropped my crystal.
Well, it's slow time right now, but I need to spend the money, if you know what I mean.
I'm just saying, I keep getting the next couple of weeks, you're going to have everything you want. Maybe not lots of it, but you'll definitely be content.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yes, most definitely.
So I'm going to be like rolling in the dough type of thing? Rolling in the dough?
I will say yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then
one
I'll have
things.
To send you some donations then, won't I?
Yes.
And I will.
But also, if you like, you can leave your link in the chat room, and I can send you one too.
What a donation!
Uh huh.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. I'm serious.
No, that's all right.
I have a paranormal group too called Psychic Ex-Journeyman Paranormal Investigators.
Oh, where are you located? Where do you practice?
Ohio.
Oh,
and
you're in
very,
Ohio.
It's very active here. We had a castle up here, and people didn't like us too. Well, the innkeeper were kind of.
I think there's
cool.
paranormal everywhere, and it's coming out of the woodwork. I can tell you that.
Oh heck yeah! The only thing I don't like about the situation, like you said before, there's paranormal stuff coming out of the woodwork. And I was at this castle, and they give me this. Here we have a photo album of the ghosts in the house. I'm sort of going, this is a fake, this is a fake, this is a fake. And then I get back to the picture in the back, right? And I'm going, now this is real. It's a picture they took in the garden of this entity. And I was just like, whoa. I said, where is this garden at? I need to see the garden. So we went out in the garden, and basically I got notions of this guy getting drunk when he was really drunk and really crazy. But we went upstairs to the third floor. On the third floor of these old houses, those were usually where the servants played, or I should say lived. And I went back in a nice hidden passageway. And about halfway in, I walked through something, some kind of energy that just made me dizzy and nauseous at the same time.
Wow.
And there was also a hornet's nest at the end of the passageway. And for some reason, I feel like the energy I walked through was somebody who found that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Because if you would have seen this hornet's nest, the idea of someone finding it, it wouldn't be easy to get out of there.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
That's
so
what
that
I was saying.
That was freaky. So, you know, and plus I also found out there was also a mistress who used to hang out on the third floor to hide from life, you know.
That
so
sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I think that might have been a documentary on one of the history channels or something.
Well, this castle was here in Circle,
Ohio.
And
had a mistress that lived in the same house on the third floor. It sounds familiar. Maybe it was me in my past life.
Could be, yeah. I'm just saying that it's here in Circleville, Ohio. It's called the Castle Inn. It was actually brought here from England, brick by brick. It's a real castle.
Wow, very interesting. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. Do something.
But there's one things everywhere. I mean, they're everywhere. They're all, you know what I mean? It's just that, it's just
oh,
gotten,
yeah. Oh, most definitely.
No matter, you know, the suicides, people killed in accidents, they're all over the place.
I like to find the ones. I had this in Florida. I was working for ADT. I think the only reason I really worked for ADT was to meet this girl. Met Gina. And no, seriously, what I mean by that is when I met Gina, her dad had died, and everybody thought it was a suicide. And she came to me, and she's like, and I don't hide it from anybody. When I walked into the interview for ADT, the guy looked at me, and he goes, oh, so you're a psychic medium, huh? I said, yeah. He goes, really? He said, tell me something about myself. I said, $25, please. And the guy said, that's
good. That was false hiding.
Yeah, see, it was a sales position, right? So, hey, I'm telling, I have no problem asking for what I want. So he knew it, and we talked about some things like that. But when I met Gina walked in, and she goes, I was talking to Vernon, and he says, you are a psychic. I said, yeah. She goes, can you tell me something about my dad? And I said, sure. What would you like to know? I said, would you like to know that your dad didn't commit suicide? And she goes, she got quiet, and like, yeah, I already know about the whole thing, so. I said, your dad didn't commit suicide. There was two people involved, and it was murder. So therefore, you need to take a look at the whole situation. She was like,
was he a gangster?
I don't know what he was. But, you know, the one thing that came to me, I mean, with the whole situation, it was just like, she needed to push the issue more with the situation of finding this whole thing out. And I just felt like her father was there the whole time, too, saying, I didn't kill myself.
Holy crap.
Yeah, so that was kind of a crazy situation, but
did
she
ever resolve it? Did they ever resolve it?
Well, the only thing I found out, well, my boss walked up to me and he's like, he said, I believe what you do. I said, really? He goes, yeah, I was just talking to Gina. And she said, you described the whole thing to a T. I said, okay. So we went from there. The only bad about the whole thing was the situation in Daytona Beach was where I lived at, and that kind of stuff kind of fell apart and all the kind of craziness that went along with it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wasn't really able to stay there to figure it out, you know.
Oh, I see.
With the financial situation that I was going through, I had to make a choice, and, you know, I couldn't work at ATT anymore. It was just, to me, it was like a discovery who I was, because I worked for ATT and was going door to door.
I think they did have one in Jersey, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but my biggest thing was, like I was saying before in the show, when I was working for the carnival, everywhere I go, I would, you know, doing readings. Same thing here, I'd walk in someone's house. Oh, your father, I mean, your husband's still here, and he says you need to let go of him. And, you know.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
that
was the thing, so.
Why don't you be like a detective with the police department or something like that?
I've done that, too.
You know?
I got frustrated with that. I got kind of frustrated with it, to tell you the truth, because it was irritating. Because I knew this woman was in a well. I knew where she was. It was just the idea of getting a freaking search warrant to actually go on private property.
Oh, God, yeah, right. A lot of red tape.
I was so tempted. I was so tempted to go down there.
Yeah, I hear you. But, anyway, can you connect with my mom by any chance?
Hmm.
She had a dream about it last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hmm. I keep getting this impression your mom's happening on the other side.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she's too busy. She, I will say one thing to you. It's when she comes to you in your dreams, she wants you to pay attention to what she's saying to her. And that's what she, I don't know if she, that's why she tells, like in the dreams, like she's telling herself something or something, maybe something coming up too. But the one thing I did get the impression with, when you do this investigations and stuff, she seems to be with you.
Yeah, I channel them all to come. I bring the whole family.
Yeah, she seems like she's very fascinated with what you do.
I'm afraid she wouldn't like it, you know, because I never really was a career person. My dream was to get married and have kids.
Uh-huh.
That was my career. And I took jobs, drips and, you know, hairdressing, drips and drabs, and it's not my passion, that's for sure. It was just something to shut my parents up, you know, so I get a job and work. But what was the point to that? Yeah, I was afraid she wouldn't like that because, you know, they want me finally to get paid for something to do.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I figured she'd be upset that, I'm more or less donating, you know. Most a lot of times we don't charge because some people are on fixed incomes and they can't afford to pay us, you know, and we do it for free. A lot of times our investigations are for free.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that goes. And I thought she'd be upset, you know, like, Connie, mm-hmm. can't you get a job that pays at least?
I do. It's just not in the way you see it.
No, because I'm a Pisces and I'm a giver. Not
mm-hmm.
that I don't like to receive, but I'm more of a giver. Help the less fortunate and the underdog. I'm more for the underdog and all that kind of crap.
Mm-hmm.
Am I boring you?
No, I've just been working straight for the last 3 days.
Oh, poor
and
you.
I have another show after this one, too, at midnight.
Do you get paid for this?
I'll put it like this. It's rewarding and that kind of stuff. And oh no, actually, it is a lot to write about. I'm actually thinking about taking the archives and actually putting a book together. But so therefore, I guess in the long run, it would pay for itself. But it does pay for itself. I mean, I have a lot of donations that come in and that kind of stuff. And for some reason, every month, everything seems to be there to keep going. So
because you see it that way, and I guess the laws of attraction and all that, you gotta. Think positive
mm-hmm.
and be positive in the whole nine yards. Well, I'm glad you answered my question because I have been seeing shadows, but not that much. A couple of days ago, and I was just one, and then it was someone just that I think I have attachment, and so I was
mm-hmm.
like, well, gotta get rid of it. But my life isn't in turmoil or anything. You know, I have a great life. I think, you know, it's peaceful and all that crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I do. You do what you make, what you give it. You know.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
You know, I try to be up. I keep a grateful journal. I never complain. I don't believe in complaining. I don't think I do. Just be grateful. So I guess I don't have to worry. I could sleep with the light off tonight then, huh?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
It's one of those situations. I always tell people, if you really feel like the thing you need to do, you know, just look at protection itself. I mean, there have been some protection meditations where you put your pink light around you, you put the white around you, the golden. You can put them all around you.
Yeah, that's what I did. As soon as this person told me that, that's what I did. But I thought I did it all the time. But I don't know. Maybe she sees something. There's like I'm around negative people. Let's face it. And sometimes it drains my energy.
Yeah.
You know that could happen. So
maybe that's
the problem. Maybe she saw, you know, you're around negative people and it they tire you out. Like, I could go to sleep for a year when I'm around people like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so maybe
most definitely.
So maybe that's what she saw, you know, because it takes effect on me. Because I wake up happy. Even the doctor, I'm going through menopause, but I go, he goes, are you mood swings? I go, no, I'm happy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless somebody negative comes around, then I get depressed.
Yeah.
It comes me out.
Mm-hmm.
And it does weigh on me. Maybe that's what it was. As long as you see me with the light, that's fine. I'm happy.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that's the thing. That's one thing I do definitely see, you know. Like, I've sat and looked at the situation, too, and there's a certain income that I want to make, too. But, you know, just as long as I'm still able to do what I'm doing and be able to do it to the best of my ability, that's happy, happy. Because, I mean, shoot, when I was in Colorado, which that's where I want to be at. I just feel like that's where I should be at. It's my center of, you know.
Then you're going to go.
I can actually see that creek I used to walk next to. I can almost hear it.
Is that where you're from?
Colorado?
Yeah.
To me, it feels like it's...
Well, my cousin moved out there. She's from Staten Island, New York.
Uh-huh.
But they love it. They would never come back. They just love it. She lives in Aurora.
Oh, that's like a suburb of Denver.
I only been there in the airport. I never really went around.
It's crazy out there, but I was traveling with a carnival out there for a period of time, and we were actually playing in Aurora. That's where I actually left, and I came back here for my daughter's graduation.
Mm-hmm.
That was a freaking heck of a trip. And I made it. I was actually here either the day of or the day before her graduation. I planned it just right.
Wow.
But I had no intention.
You sound very young to have a daughter that age.
Yeah, people never can guess how old my daughter is, so...
You sound very young.
Yeah.
Well,
my daughter will actually be 26.
Wow.
In June.
My son's going to be 26 in May.
Yeah, so I was thinking about that. And I just had a daughter who just turned 18, March
14th. Wow. You sound like a baby to have kids that old.
Well, it's kind of cool, too, because I'm actually... I take my granddaughter. My daughter has four kids, and her youngest one...
Wow.
Her youngest one...
Your granddad?
Yeah.
How old are you, can I ask?
Yes. No. But...
Let me guess. Let me see. I'm a little psychic.
My birthday was yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday. You're an Aries, huh?
No.
You're not an Aries?
26.
26. Oh, happy birthday.
I'm actually a Taurus.
Oh, you're a Taurus. Oh, okay. Are you on the cusp?
Actually, Aries is between the 21st and the 22nd of April.
Oh, okay.
So I guess, you know, that might be the idea of explaining the temper. But
wow.
But every time I take my daughter, I call her my daughter. My youngest granddaughter, Paige, she's going to be due May 10th. She's a Taurus.
Wow.
And,
my son's my ninth. He's definitely a Taurus.
Every time I take that girl anywhere, walk up and go, ooh, how old is your daughter? I'm like, well, she's almost two.
Wow.
And then my daughter walks up and she goes, that's gross. That's his granddaughter. And she has to sit there and spell it out for everybody. I'm sitting there going, they're just acknowledging that I don't look like I'm old enough to have a granddaughter. Not the idea what you're thinking, Mrs. Grossy Mind.
You're 52?
No, not yet.
51?
I always take it like this. I said, okay, What you doing?
I'm trying to be psychic here.
I'm 5 years old. I took the zero off.
Oh, you're 50. Okay.
Yeah.
I was close.
Heck yeah! I feel like I'm 25. So
you sound it. You sound like you're in your 30s.
Yep.
Well, that's a good thing. So you could make dates on the phone and then tell them you sound young. So you're married or you're divorced, right?
I'm divorced. Yeah.
Okay. Psychic. Okay.
I'm not.
Let me give you a reading.
Yeah. Sure. Go ahead. I need one. I think so.
Let's see.
I'm not sure.
Let's see. You're not in a relationship?
No.
Right, because I don't think you have time or the head for it right now. Because of all your things you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you get over to Colorado, let's see. When you get over to Colorado, I see something coming.
Yeah, so does everybody else. So I guess I should just let down the resistance and go, well, it's coming, so I got to get there. So, everybody, call in now with your donations.
You're funny.
I was telling everybody, for the biggest donation this month, I have this thing called Your Wishes, Your Command, How to Manifest Your Desires, How Anyone Can Make Millions, The Money-Making Secrets They Don't Want to Tell You About. And it's a 14-CD collection, audio CDs.
And I already have all that.
Right. Well, then you're not in the contest. But whoever donates the most money this month will get this. I will ship it to him myself.
Wow, incredible. You're a riot.
Let's get it pouring in, boys and girls. And
send money.
Yeah. And look at the situation. It's just the idea what you give, you get back tenfold.
That's it. I know that. I hear you, brother. Well, you know, it's a pleasure talking to you, and you made me feel better.
Oh, you're welcome. Please call back and give an update on the whole thing, and maybe we could actually do like they do on Shoot Taps.
Oh, here, let me, you know what, my paranormal team is called Shroud. You can find us on Facebook, S-H-R-O-U-D. You can find me on Facebook. My name is Connie Savino. She could be listening now.
Sure.
You'll see the investigations we've been on.
And how you spell
very
that
good
again?
Team.
S?
S-H-R-O-U-D.
Oh.
Shroud.
Okay. S-H-L, yeah.
S-H-R-O-U-D. You got
Shroud.
That?
Yes.
Right. S-H-R-O-U-D. You'll find us on Facebook.
You say your name is Carol?
No, Connie.
Connie. Yeah.
You'll see me with my dog. I have a picture of me with my dog.
Okay, no problem. Facebook.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you need any, let us know because everybody keeps telling me that we're going to be very successful with this. So I'm just not worried about it. I just don't think about it. Just whatever happens, happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let nature take its course. Whatever happens. I keep asking God to guide me, so it's all for him that I do it, so.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Whatever happens. And that's it. So you have a good night, and thank you for the reading, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. Thank you. And
keep that beautiful voice.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good night, honey.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, we got 24 minutes left in the show here. It's 10:35 p.m. Eastern on the East Coast, and it's April 27th, 2011. This is Psychic X Journey Man. I'm Psychic X Journey Man, and this is my show, Psychic X Journey Man Talk Radio. So give us a call in here. We're still got plenty of time for reading, so give us a call at 646-721-9031. And also with the situation, I got a show after this one at midnight, it's actually called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight. So join us for that. That's actually on a different. It's not. There's a little variations and difference in the two shows. The show at midnight is actually called Psychic X Journeyman 2. It's like the X-Men. It's a sequel. So join us tonight at midnight and give us a call. And we'll have a different call-in number and the whole bit and everything else. So be really looking forward to seeing each and every one of you guys up there and every kind of thing like that. So we have no callers in the queue, but we'd like to have some so we can talk to you. So give us a call. Let's look in the chat room here. And the whole thing is, so give us a call to see what's up with everybody and, you know, share some stories with us. Be great. Yeah, I love it. So all the people in the chat room, if you'd like to have a card, angel card for the day, or maybe a question or two that you want to ask in the room. I've seen a couple people talking about certain things. And we got Dream Master. Hello, Amy. Hey, what's up? How you doing? Malcolm E. Bliss. How are you? They love the poem. Thank you. There's many more. I seem to write at certain times, certain ways. I like to keep those certain things going on, you know? It can drive you crazy. And sometimes when I read the things over again, you know, memories of you so close to my heart. Your beautiful face seems like a work of art. Divine love will reunite us, you and me, back together as it should always be. For there is only one for me that is true. From the beginning of time, it has always been you. Your soft pink lips to your cute pink toes. I thought you knew. God and the angels knows. Kind of wild, huh? So we sort of go over the thing and that kind of stuff. So it drives you kind of crazy and that stuff. But, you know, what can you do with the condite bar? So, you know, throw one of those things out, right? And then I still think sometimes we should focus on little things that mean so much. You know, when I was sitting there talking about that little thing, it just came to me. I guess you could call it a poem. Where it was just a simple little thing I wrote down as I was sitting here thinking about it. And it just came out that easy, where I just turned and said, I was looking for peace in my life by looking for that missing piece, which turned out to be me. You know, when you sit here and think about those things, maybe it's just a way of pointing you in the right direction to bring you back to where you need to be, so therefore you can be with who you should be. So so let's look at the situation. So if anybody in the chat room would like to have anything to have to do with an angel card for the day, let me know. I'm actually in the chat room as we speak, talking to everybody and looking over the whole thing. So no big deal. Just throw it out there for me, and we'll go back and check from time to time. Got about 24 minutes left, 20 minutes close. So if anybody else wants to call in and get a reading and that kind of stuff, please do so. And, wow, we just had someone pop in, so let's go to them and see what's up. Area code 631, what's up? How are you today?
Hi. I want to see if I get a past reading. I never had one before.
Okay, we'll make your check out, too. I'm just kidding. But, you know.
Come on, I gave you money last time.
Oh, did you?
I'll catch you next time. Yeah, okay. And then I did another one. This is getting too addicting. I have 22 dogs here. I can't. But
No, you're fine. I'm just, you know, teasing and have a good time. And
I know.
What is your name? I can't, for some
it's
reason,
Linda.
I'm gone.
Linda on Long Island.
Linda. And Linda, where do you live at?
Long Island.
Okay.
Remember I didn't hear that you said to tell me when to stop shuffling?
Oh, yes. I was like, I'm waiting and my fingers are...
That was really funny.
So also I want to tell everybody out there that tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday. And it's actually a Free Angel Reading Roundtable Tarot Card Thursday. And we'll be talking about tarot cards and going into more depth about that whole thing. So lately it's been one of those things where I don't really prepare my... I know things about tarot cards and that kind of stuff, but lately I think it's just been one of those things where information just starts pouring through me and I just seem to be here when it happens, which is good. It's like, you know, yeah, it's because we're centered, you know, like I said before, I was looking over the poems and for some reason I was sort of looking at these poems and they seem to resonate in past life experiences and helping me understand about a certain relationship, and I was just kind of hoping that somebody else out there was hearing it too and helping them with the same thing, to let go of somebody, not just from this lifetime, but to realize that it's been something they've been going through. Because some people think, oh, we're getting back together to learn more stuff. It doesn't always mean so we can be together. It's the idea of letting go of each other.
Yeah. I agree. You were talking about that the last time, and I agree with what you say. I would never be like that. I think, like, what's done is done and move on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Some people can't. It's true. Like,
yeah.
They're afraid of change or whatever, but
mm-hmm.
It's up to them. They got to do it themselves. They got to, like, love themselves enough to just move on. And, you know, I would never, like, attach myself to somebody that hard.
Sometimes people get freaked out because you sit there and say, do you really love yourself? Of course I do. Well,
I think you do if you could be by yourself, even, you know, like, that you don't have to, like, exist. You don't need somebody else to exist. You're very happy yourself. So to keep, like, dwelling on the past or going back or, like, is it or whatever, should I? It's like, forget it. Move on. It ended and move on. And I feel bad for people that, like, can't, that, like, they're kind of, like, I don't know. I wasn't listening to the show. I hope I'm not saying something bad. But I don't really like codependent people.
Yeah. But codependent people, it's something you can be traced back many, many lifetimes. Is why they do it so easily.
You know, I've been with my husband 25 years. Do I know him from somewhere else? Because I feel like I do sometimes.
Yeah, it's like one of those things when you do certain things, they tap on certain memories of being in certain past lives together. Because, I mean, when you ask the question, I actually got five.
What does that mean?
You've been together at least five past lives.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Roxanne.
And the situation with dogs and animals and that kind of stuff seems to be resonating with you many, many lifetimes. So it's something that you've always been drawn to, nature and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was wondering, like,
almost.
If it was good or bad. Like, am I trying to make up for something? Or am I, you know, or is it just something I've always done?
I get the impression you're trying to approach it from a different direction in some ways, too. When you look at how to deal with certain animals and that kind of stuff, working with and going through it with so many lifetimes, you that's where it comes in easy to work with animals.
Hmm.
I mean, let's see, imagine.
I hear what you're
saying. Yeah, because, you know, I don't care what anybody says, in some sense of the word. I think scientists have kind of missed the thing with the dinosaurs and humans actually coexisting.
That would be pretty cool.
Well, actually, they've actually had some physical proof, but you know how it is with the freaking scientists. You need to smack them by the head with a 2x4.
Yes.
To sit there and go, okay, there's footprints and mud. And then next to that, we have footprints of dinosaurs in the same mud. And so, you know, the chance of this happening where you have a, you know, what was it? You know, they have a petrified footprint of a dinosaur. And
right.
Then a human comes by, and part of it's not petrified, so he steps into it. And that is just too much thinking.
I know.
So I said, what they did was, this is kind of cool, too, because to prove it, and what they did was they found this footprint, this human footprint, in the midst of these dinosaurs. I can't remember the ones that they what they're finding out with dinosaurs is they migrated in groups, and so they have this big,
like,
mass
herds.
Yeah, with herds. So we have all this stuff going on where all these footprints are by this lake bed, and they were petrified, and there's these human footprints. So everybody's thinking it's a fluke, you know, maybe it's not really a human footprint. But we're going to sit here and say, but those are real dinosaur tracks. Okay. I think if you're going to dismiss one, you have to dismiss both. So what they did was they looked in the same area, and they were trying to find more footprints, and more, you know, have dinosaur footprints and human footprints, find them together. And
right.
They did. They found another, not too far from that one, another thing was petrified with dinosaur footprints and humans. So, you know.
But they still won't say that they were we existed together.
Well, exactly.
Still.
They actually found because it was. See, the one thing I look at the whole thing is, and yes, dinosaurs could have been killed and certain things, but we also know for a fact. I don't care what anybody says on this planet. When we have these even a meteor hitting this planet, there's always something that survives. Okay.
Yeah.
So in the situation,
the
yes. Well, I looked at dinosaurs. I was looking at dinosaurs, but you know, this is kind of crazy because you look at certain dinosaurs, and if you look at birds,
yeah.
You look at the embryos and the kind of stuff. It's so
yeah.
freaking weird. They look almost identical. If you look at an ostrich has the same, basically, foot as a dinosaur, as one of those they call those dinosaurs.
The T-Rex.
The T-Rex, but more on the line of those ones you used to hunt in packs. Oh shit.
Oh.
They were in those. It was in those freaking
Jurassic
Park
movie?
Movies.
Yeah, the ones that were in the building. That's it.
The raptors.
That's also a quad.
yes. They have the same kind of foot. So it's not huge, but it's the same foot. Same. When you look at a freaking foot of an ostrich, you know, and look at the foot of a dinosaur, if you could see one, the only thing difference is the size. It's almost exactly the same thing. Vertebrae turn around. The backbone's kind of turned around and done the same thing. So when you start to look at those things, and actually they found some remains, petrified remains of a dinosaur that has feathers.
Really?
So they're showing that, because some people think, and if you look at society, if you look at the animal kingdom anyway, when things have a tendency to evolve, they evolve into a more calmer species. So going from dinosaurs into evolving into birds really makes a lot of sense. So you look at the situation. I mean, even on this planet, you look at a band. I mean, it might sound crazy, but look at a rock band. Most rock bands that start out really powerful and slamming, if you look at those bands, they have a tendency to progress. Well, they don't burn out. They progress, and their music seems to...
Oh, I see you're saying, like, mellow out. Like,
right.
Like,
yeah.
They're still cool, though, but their music's...
Yeah, it evolves.
Saying.
Their music
yeah,
evolves.
Yeah.
It goes from being primitive to being more
evolved. Like Ozzy.
Yeah, exactly.
Ozzy like
was
when he was
primitive.
Doing Black Sabbath.
Yeah, and now he's, I've heard
and
the
guys.
And
then to like, you know, Crazy Train.
They go from Crazy Train to doing a ballad with Lita Ford.
yeah.
I actually like that ballad, When You Close Your Eyes. And,
I like Ozzy.
Yeah.
All of them. I like all his stuff.
I didn't realize this, but Lita Ford, when she first started out, she was actually a guitar player that played with Joan Jett.
Get out.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't really know a lot of Joan Jett's stuff except that one song.
Well, yeah, that one song, Sitting by the Jukebox, Being a Crazy Man. But yeah,
yep.
You know, the craziness and that kind of stuff.
And I don't think I know anything. I know Lita Ford, I remember her, but I don't even know if I know any... thing in her, if besides that Ozzy song, what else did she do? I don't know.
Yeah, she played that first band with Joan Jett. God, I can't remember. They just made a movie about that too, about the girl. The girl who used to sing lead for that band wasn't Joan Jett, but Joan Jett and her got together, and that was kind of a weird situation. So.
Huh.
Yeah, but sit there and look at the situation. You and your husband have been together many, many times, but also the situation of looking at. The idea of working with animals and that kind of stuff is definitely something that's progressed through your lifetime and your many lifetimes, too. For some reason, I would see you. And like I said before, when I sit here and said the ideal, I don't care what anybody says, the ideal human dinosaurs coexisting with each other is just the way it looks. I look at things and that kind of stuff, too. That.
When was the saber-toothed tiger around? Did I have one of them? Because they were cool.
Yeah, there's been kind of a progression on that whole thing too. What was it? The saber-toothed tiger, was it an attacker or was it a scavenger? Because when you look at the when you look at the teeth,
I don't know. I never contemplated that.
No, I'm just saying when you look at teeth and those big they're hollow.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, they're not
Get
solid.
Out.
Yeah. So when you look at those kind of things,
so why would they need that? If they weren't killing some.
I think it's more for some... There are some animals who have a tendency... They can take on different colors for defense. You know, but there's other animals who take on those kind of things. They have a tendency to change color and that kind of stuff. Not for defense, but for a way of attacking. So it's like looking at a vicious animal that you might be so taken by what you see that they used to... I think they used to hunt in packs, too. So... Here you are freaked out about this thing with this big saber tooth, these little tusks sticking out that you're kind of caught up in the whole thing when these two brothers are behind you. Take you out. Because they did. I mean, if they, I'm just saying, if this thing was so vicious, you know, you think you'd be like the lions of in Africa. You know, lions in Africa.
Yeah.
Usually, those suckers work on their own and chase something down and kill it.
Yeah. They're huge,
but these,
too.
But these things were actually proven that they actually hunted in packs. I mean, in threes.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like the raptors. The raptors did the same thing. They hunted in threes, too.
Hmm. What do you, like, dinosaur stuff? Like, did
you
study it or something?
I'm very fascinated with dinosaurs and that kind of stuff, because my big theory was people sitting there going, well, you know, we have the Bible and all that kind of stuff, and why are certain things not mentioned in the Bible? And some people say there is, but I look at the situation going, why, it's like looking at the situation going, maybe the Bible doesn't make sense to some people because of certain things that did exist on this planet that can't be explained, or it could be something that the ideal is saying, what's the theory that maybe at one time that we lived on Mars, and we were the ones who destroyed Mars and the way Mars is. Then we came here because it seemed like we're doing the same thing to this planet, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we probably did.
So when we start seeing these movies about alien races going to other planets and
basically... That's so funny you said that, because I just had surgery. I keep saying I got spayed. And I was saying that there was really... that I was joking, and I was saying... you know, I have the usual fears. One was going to be, would my dogs recognize me without a uterus? and the other was, what if this planet's dying and everybody goes to the new planet and I can't go because I don't have a uterus?
Oh, okay.
And you just said that, so. And I was actually telling my vet today, because she was here for my pony, and she was like, well, me and Donna can't go either, so... I was like, all right, at least I won't be alone. But see,
you
said it. It's very possible. Everybody could be like, you know, mm-hmm. bailing out because they ruined it.
We could also trace it back to past lives, too, where we look at the situation and go, why would we have any kind of fascination with Mars? Why do we have this fascination with Mars? You know, why not?
Yeah.
There's also a planet. There's also a moon, which is around Jupiter, that's more Earth-like.
Really?
Than anything in this universe, but we're very fascinated with Mars, you know, and that kind of thing. And we've had movies. Arnold Schwarzenegger went there, and
I got Netflix. I've been watching a lot of them too. I like those kind of.
I got Netflix too, and I've been watching a lot of Ghost Whisperer and a lot of Medium for some reason lately.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's the idea of honing up my skills and looking at situations. But you know, sometimes
I actually got Logan's Run the other day.
Logan's Run.
Because I remembered watching it.
That's a fascinating movie, isn't it? No one lived beyond 30 because they were going on to another plane when actually they were being vaporized.
Yep. That's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
But I also liked that movie Legend, too, because I like those kind of movies, too.
Legend?
Oh, I Am Legend? I guess that was his name.
Oh, I Am Legend, when actually the world's come to an end and Will Smith is in charge.
Yeah,
kind of scary.
But, well, I don't... I hate those movies, but they scare me the most, like zombie movies.
Yeah, the reason
like Night of Dead, Day of the
Most. You know how come those movies scare us the most?
What?
Because of things that have happened in society, about certain scientists have messed up on things, and people are scared that they're really going to mess up on things.
Yeah, because vampires don't really scare me. I don't care about vampire movies. Like, to me, that's not, like, I don't know. I shouldn't probably say that, because some people do believe in it, but I don't. I believe more in zombies. Like, I don't believe in it. It just scares me more.
Of course you believe in zombies. It's called the government. But, you didn't hear it here.
But, that's why I learned to shoot a shotgun.
did you hear this thing today on the news? I was listening to this thing. I was logged onto my computer, and it said Obama. Something about Obama and his birth certificate and his something has been disclosed about his birth certificate. That's kind of something. I'm going, isn't there any other freaking news out there?
No, you know what? That's Donald Trump. He also is asking about his school now, like how did somebody who got such bad grades go to Yale and Harvard or something, and I don't know. I don't really care either. I'm not really into politics.
And, you know, to me, some of the smartest people on this freaking planet have never even walked into a classroom.
I don't know. I think it's all rigged.
I worked with – there was a guy when I was living in Maryland. The guy had an eighth grade education. And he created this multi-million dollar business.
Did you know that like 1% of the population owns 50% of the money?
Hmm.
that's like the answer to it all. That's how. Because it's money.
That's true, well, too. I want to sit there and talk to you. It's like when we look at the situation and say people and money. Now, all
yeah.
people who have the money, tomorrow if the computers crash, you have nothing.
Exactly.
So sit there and look at the situation when you have, and then when you have these things, and I think one reason was why there was such a big run on gold and stuff like that. But you know, when it comes to exchange, there has to be something to exchange it to, with somebody else. So you know, like
I changed him. You know what took me to change my gold? I had to have a surgery on my dog, and I was like desperate, and it was like necklaces from the 80s.
Oh.
But that's what I said to myself. I'm like, what does this really mean to me? You know, like, really?
Right.
I never wear them. When do I ever wear jewelry? And now the only reason I wish I waited is because gold went up even more.
Look at nature. Nature will tell you. You can learn a lot from nature. Trees and grass and animals
yeah.
and that kind of stuff. All they take is what they need. They always get what they need, too. And
yeah,
they always seem to thrive.
Greed is like the root. It truly is the root of all evil. It really is.
It's just the idea that we have to sit down with certain people
and
that kind of stuff. And
like, who cares?
Always,
who cares who's
yeah,
in charge?
Sometimes
like,
with situations of having all the money in the world, is it can be traced back to an insecurity of having nothing.
Yeah. And why would you set yourself up, like, to be all living large when you could? My fear would be, too, that I was going to lose it all. So why live like that? Just live normal. Like, if I won $1 million tomorrow, I would not go out and, like, buy, like, this. $6 million has. Oh, you know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't set myself up to like cry. I would just be normal. And
right.
why do you, like to me? I, you know what I think? I'm a dog rescuer. So every time I right. see somebody spend a lot of money, my first thought is, you know how many dogs you could save with $14,000? You know how many surgeries you could perform? You know how many dogs? Like that's how I see it. Like I don't care about granite countertops because, you know, if I see somebody throw out a perfectly good bathroom because they're just updating that, like, irks me. Like, you know, why fill the landfills and, like, what is the big deal? Like, that's such a waste of
money.
That's
true.
It really is, but our whole economy is based on that. It's based on buying things and getting better and bigger. So I would suck. I would never read Inquirer. I hate those magazines. I would put them out of business.
Uh-huh. I'm just saying, with the situation.
The whole economy.
I'm just saying, with the situation at hand and that kind of stuff. Oh shoot, we only got 20 some seconds left. I just want to thank everybody for being here and have a great night and join us tomorrow Thursday and join me tonight at midnight for my midnight show on Psychic X Journeyman 2.
Oh, you
and
come back?
Yes.
Right,
yes,
cool.
We're coming back at midnight. So once
and
you join,
Thursday.
Yeah. So join me on my midnight show. And so we can get that off the roll because I like to have that call off the round table. Open mic night.
But there's nobody else around the table but you.
Some nights there's a lot of people around the table. We talk about lawyers and whatever. I always see people.
Like, am
I
part of the round table?
Yeah,
or
everybody.
You mean other sites?
Right. No. Whoever calls in tonight at midnight, your mic will be open and you'll be a part of the round table.
Oh, no way.
No,
and
seriously.
Other people or just me and you?
Well, it depends. Some nights are pretty popular. Some nights are not. I haven't done a midnight show on Wednesdays for a long time, so we're going to see what happens with that one. But on Fridays and Saturdays, we're definitely having. Because I just started me another account just so
you
I could do midnight show.
You did one last month, Friday night at midnight, right?
Yeah. So what I did was I just changed it and got this other show called Psychic X Journeyman 2. So therefore,
cool.
I could do because I can only book one show a day. And I wanted to do two shows like I was doing before. They must have changed the format. Which changed
that's
the whole
cool.
thing. Yeah.
You have to pay for that, right?
Yep. But, you know, you can actually get premium. The one's premium plus. It's like $100 a month.
Oh, that's not bad.
And then the show I have right now, we paid $40 for a premium, and then we got premium plus. Which I want to take both shows and do a pro show, but... That's one of the things I really want to do, and we're going to do it.
How does pro make it better?
Well, see, right now we get on these two shows on Premium and Premium Plus, you get between 5,000 to 10,000 promos. Okay, when you go pro, you get over 20,000. So
you mean like they show you around? Like
Yeah, we get more exposure.
Huh.
So if I do it for the exposure plus, when you do a pro show, you own everything. so I can do whatever I want, basically, as long as I don't violate Block Talk Radio policy.
Well, what do they own? If you're not that, they own what
they
say?
I'm just saying we're going through their way, so we have commercials and stuff on our page, and that kind of stuff. So when you
that's why.
Yeah. So when you and, no, you take advantage of the whole thing. I do.
What I do.
Yeah. What I do is I put it. I actually am part of the revenue sharing program on both shows. And so I get, you know, when there's commercials, I have the little jukebox that you see on Block Talk Radio. I have on my website, on my Facebook, and everywhere. And everywhere I can put that thing at. And what happens is they pay me for doing that, too, promoting not just my show,
God.
But promoting them, too. So I started looking everywhere. I started looking, I was advertising for HemiSync CDs. And all those places have those kind of programs where you can just, as long as you post, you can post a link on your webpage or whatever, where in your Facebook and that kind of stuff, and they'll give you revenue sharing from that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
And all you got to do is just nothing. You just make sure you put it on there and put the link on there, and that's pretty much
so
it.
So why is that other one, they play like a commercial, or is that this one that the commercial comes on, just starts every like couple minutes, it just blasts in?
Hey, that's is that not, this one?
It's not you, right?
Oh, when you get your own show, when you start doing pro shows, you can have your own commercials. But no, that's Block Talk Radio.
Oh, no, these are like, I don't know. I got to get off of that, this thing, because there's like, I'm getting all confused. I'm like, there's some that these like commercials come in every couple minutes and they're really loud. And then there's like these people that just like are ranting and there's like, it's just like, thank God you're pretty normal.
No,
you're cool. You're cool, Don. I like you. Serenity likes you, so I like you.
Oh, okay.
But I think this is still getting recorded, and it's still part of your show. So.
Yeah, we're still recording here, so.
I know. Well, I just want to say that I probably won't see you at midnight, but maybe I'll see you tomorrow. And
hey. Oh,
I will, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll see you on Wednesdays and at midnight. That's your new thing, right? Two shows on Wednesday?
Yes, I got shows booked up until.
I know what I want to ask you.
That
little I guess you have like a dashboard thing or whatever. There was somebody else. That's how I found it, because on Facebook there was these girls that were doing it about rescue. That's how I started to see all the other ones. But there was something I wanted to ask you about that dashboard, though. Now I can't think of it. But I'm sure I'll talk to you again someday. So it was nice talking to you. Have a good night, Donnie. And I'll talk to you later, okay?
You too. You have a good one, too. Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Huh. That was crazy. Who was the 705? It's at midnight, boys and girls. I guess we can find out, right? People can't make any freaking money because you're never fucking open. Oh, they're not here. Sorry, guys. Sorry. Often.
doing anything.
So it's frozen, but she's still moving. Crazy.